participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Once again, I'm afraid I've got to be a cheering section.
Oh, no, no, no. There's no need for you to say that.
But thank you for your
Those words should never cross your lips.
Why don't you just say, Sieg Heil, Ron.
Oh, my God.
Did it.
Stop it.
See my friend soon.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Mike O'Mara's tank and all the ships at sea. Hey, they're just two ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. February 21st, and here's the phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America.
All right.
877-365-3636. Our home station, WJFK, you call us at 202-432-1067. Our second home, where we are again today, WNEW, New York.
Yeah.
877-692-1027. Well, what can I say, but I'm much calmer today.
Good. Yeah, you look better today.
And it was yesterday. We didn't screw up the opening of the show. There were no technical difficulties. No looping today on the intro of the show.
Everything going smoothly as far as we know it.
As a matter of fact, today in the annals of Don and Mike's show history, in the annals of the behind-the-scenes talking with a guy about the thing.
Oh, get happy.
Today could be the end game. Today, it finally, it could play out.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, it could.
Right.
At least give me that. It could play out today.
Absolutely.
I am mildly optimistic about that.
Wow. So am I.
About our future in broadcast.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So anyway.
Couldn't be more happy.
Anyway, listen, suffice to say, and I will
it's
be
been so, an interesting dance, hasn't it?
I will be so glad when this particular bit of dancing is over. Because once again, last night, as it turns out, I guess I really missed something. I was unable to attend the Gutterballs bowling match due to another one of those.
We're going
to
call you Meeting Boy.
Yeah. Pesky meeting.
You are Meeting Boy, and I believe this is the first time we've had to put you on the DL for bowling. Right?
Yeah. I'm a DA on the DL.
You were missed.
Because I had to meet with some other DAs.
Oh, I'll tell you, you missed a hell of a night in New Jersey.
Oh, we will get the bowling update here in just a second with your fighting gutter balls. I don't know if you guys won or lost. However, I do want to say, oh, really? I do want to say that there are two girls here already.
Yes.
For the debut of Don and Mike's Teat Tack Toe.
Yes, two lovely ladies who are going to be dipping their breasts into paint and using our tick.
Because don't forget, it's their boobs and their feet.
That's right. topless and barefoot.
We have the game show sized board set up on the studio floor here today.
And I applaud Rob and Lisa for working so diligently.
Yeah.
To get all of the supplies, the art supplies that we needed for this today.
We're like Mark Goodson and Bill Todman.
Fantastic.
We have the activity paints. We have the giant squares. Robbie, we got the trivia questions.
They are in your little cubby hole.
Oh, I see.
Gotcha. Set and ready to go. Oh, very exciting.
We are set. So, listen, here's the deal. We have room, obviously, for at least a couple more girls, and we're not going to be starting teat, tack, toe until the next break.
Yeah, we are looking forward to perhaps a couple of last-second entries. We have a couple of girls that are on the, I think, on the hook for this today.
There was one girl when I was downstairs in the cancer corner enjoying a cigar. There was one girl down there who I was positive was a contestant.
Yes.
Because she had that rather, what's the word I'm looking for?
Whorish?
Yeah, and I hope she doesn't show up, because that's exactly the word. She had that rather whorish quality about her.
She had a bit of a bouquet, like that cheap perfume bouquet.
No, she just had the bleach blonde hair and the big boobs. And
right.
And as I was down there conducting my business, I noticed that we were making eye contact. And of course, you know.
Is there a spark?
Listen, I own a mirror, okay? So yeah. I know she's not looking at me and going, whoa, wow. I'm, you know.
Hey, don't sell yourself short.
My panties are turning into melted butter.
I think your animal magnetism comes through. Your genetic energy.
I bet she got all buttery.
I think it's the fact that I'm down there. I've got a radio station jacket on. And now, albeit low key, just got the little logo.
Yeah, but that's a kick ass jacket. Yeah. That is a very, very cool jacket.
She's the guy in the radio station jacket. And
that would make anybody happy on Christmas.
And she thinks, I didn't know you wanted one.
All right.
Sorry about it. I mean, we ordered them before Christmas.
I understand.
And actually, Mike, they're just the four members of the Redskins.
You know, you've always made that very clear to me that they were. I was just saying, maybe once. And I never get the shirts from the Redskins. You know, I mean, I'm on the station at least maybe one time I could get like a little trinket, a little bauble, like a key tag, if you will.
A key tag? Yeah. All right, I'll see what I can get you.
Anyway, thanks so much.
Anyway, my thought is as I'm standing downstairs and I'm looking at this rather whorish, garish female, I'm thinking she's probably going to come up here and paint her boobs and play teat-tac-toe, but no, she's not here.
Oh. We haven't seen any evidence of her.
No, but we do have two girls who are here, and if we play with two girls, we'll play with two.
Yeah, that'll be fine. We've already got a game.
Cash prize is $1,000. Got all the paint ready. Also, you should know on today's show, we will be celebrating Black History Month.
Very good.
And today, spotlight on perhaps the whitest man in this room.
Yes, from the whitest state in America, Kansas.
The whitest man in America. Seriously, Ghost Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Don't be so sure. Hi, Don and Mike.
Casper Burbank.
How you doing, Casper?
I don't know. The brothers may feel differently about that.
That's okay, Snowball.
And listen, you're not going to get the same treatment as Rob did yesterday.
Right, okay.
It's not going to be a session of open lying.
Better be on your toes, Powder.
With Buzz. With Buzz. Now we're playing that game. All right, Lieutenant Commander Data.
Take care, Frosty.
I try to stay out of the sun these days.
Okay, Michelin Man. Or no, Marshmallow. Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Go ahead, Al. Rhino.
Anyway, that's coming up on the on the show today. Let's see who's on the telephone that I do want to hear, because I understand it's a hell of a story about bowling.
Oh, so much went on last night.
So many things.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, this is Larry, Don.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
How you doing, Mike? How you doing, Buzz?
Hey. Doing all right, Larry.
Don, now, I like you and everything, but I think you were a little leery about going to the bowling alley because you might have to meet that guy in a fight.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I'm not saying you're yellow or nothing. But I'm saying...
Yeah, I'm yellow belly.
That's your sign of weakness.
Yeah. Now, let me just tell you something, sir, and the proof will come out in the next few days on this show.
On this fine stage, in this fine forum.
Whether it's on this radio
station... I've seen you in person. You're a big guy. Remember, I met you at Bill Marine?
Just listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whether it's on this radio station or another radio station, right. In a very few days... You will know why I have been going to these meetings with these radio guys.
And, sir, if you were listening yesterday, we should make it indelibly clear that when Don or when Mike challenges somebody to a fight, we will go right down to the wire. And then when the person, and this happened maybe twice in our careers, when the person does eventually show up, they are immediately incarcerated.
No. Yesterday, I was hot enough yesterday.
Yeah.
There was enough on my plate yesterday that if that guy had really shown up here at the radio station, information.
Uh-huh. I really would have thought this has happened once before.
Let me tell you, I believe you.
I believe that you would do that, yes. And I believe that we have always thought that it is not the most intelligent thing that you do in your broadcast career.
And I always get yelled at.
When it happens, we all, and it happened once to three of us, even though the guy was teeny tiny, and he showed up for the big fight. You never know whether the guy's, you know, going to be carrying like a howitzer or something like that.
Which is why I said we bring the guy in here, we bring the guy inside the studio, we frisk the guy.
Right.
And then if he wants to put up his knuckles with me, I told him to come down to the station yesterday.
Right. You were in the mood for a fight.
And I'd fight him.
Hey, buddy, why don't you put a sock in it for 5 seconds?
Larry,
shut up.
Larry, I never had a deal to fight the guy at the bowling alley.
Don't hang up yet on me.
Shut up.
I never had one sentence to say. All right, what is your one sentence,
Larry?
All right.
After they announced that you had gutter ball action again, you forgot for a few minutes. Your voice completely changed. I swear to God, this was right after.
Have we met you? Have you come out to bowling?
What?
Yeah, I was there. I was at Bowling Lanes. Remember, I kept saying, hey, I'm Larry. How you doing? You see, you just told me 3 times you're Larry.
No, I don't know you.
I called you Larry because it says Larry on the screen.
About the drinking.
What are you talking about? I don't remember. Describe yourself.
I'm very heavy. I have glasses.
Are you the guy like that has your arm in a cast?
No.
You're not like that psycho guy, are you?
No, that's another guy. I've seen him there.
Long beard?
I was sitting on a little bench behind you, behind even the seat.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I mean, next time I see you, I mean, it's not going to be friendly because you're really being a DA at the beginning of the show.
I wanted you to take care of this guy. That's what I'm saying.
All right, get out of here.
Rooting on you.
Dick. For God's sakes.
Manuel.
For God's sakes.
Hello, remember that one time we were all in the parking lot, though, and that guy came on?
Yeah, I really showed up.
Yeah. We really, for that 5 seconds, you just like... Burr.
Hello, Paulie.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, I got a tape of you on a best of saying that you're a big pussy and you'll never fight anybody.
That's very true, sir.
You pretty much put the fun on.
That's very true. However, yesterday I was up for the challenge.
I don't think so. I think you got mad because you said something about Frieda.
Well, I think we all get mad when anything's said about our family. Sure. Yeah. That's understandable. You would, too.
Hot button.
Well, what can you say? You know, she's on the show a little bit too much, you know?
Now, this is the guys that are carrying over from yesterday.
We're not going down the same road as we did yesterday, okay?
I'm not trying to take it ahead, Don.
No, I know. You're actually trying to get us going, and
ain't going to happen. I'm in too much of a good mood today.
Can I get some recommendations in the least? These are friendly recommendations.
I don't want your friendly recommendations.
Well, Don, you suck. You're a fat, racist bastard anyway. I don't care.
There we go. There's the hidden agenda.
That's a nice recommendation.
There's the hidden agenda.
Remember what Ranger said? You got your lips tattooed to Don's ass?
Yes.
Well, he was telling the truth.
Well, you seem to enjoy the show for somebody that insults us both regularly.
I enjoy the show very much, but at times you got to turn into little pussies.
Great.
Well, listen, I'm so glad you feel that way.
Yesterday was fighting day. Today's not fighting day.
Oh, you didn't want to fight, you big pussy. You were scared. That's why you hung up on the guy.
This seems to be two guys that have waited, actually, for us to sign on.
You know what? I will take one more challenge today, and this is the final challenge. What is your name, sir?
This is Paulie, Matt.
Paulie, where are you from?
I'm from Queens.
Paulie, I am at WNEW 888 7th Avenue. Come down here before 3 o'clock today. Today. Come down here into the studio. If you would like to fight me, I will fight you on the radio.
Don, all I got to do is roll you up and roll you down the hill, you fat...
Once again,
he is not... See, this is going to go on and on and on because he is not...
What can I do beyond say to you... This is where I am. If you want to fight, come down and fight today.
Come on, let's be real here. If I come down, like Mike said, I'll probably be arrested.
Listen, you have my word, you won't be arrested.
Come on.
Well, listen, who's the pussy now? I'm telling you where I work. I'm telling you I'll be here till 3 o'clock.
Of course, you're a big man, right? You tell me where you work, but if I come down and you're not going to fight me.
Dude, we've never done this 2 days in a row.
I'm going to F this guy. I'm going to wind this up.
We got naked ladies here. We got a great bowling night. F you!
Mike, hold on.
Why does it always have to be a fight? Why can't you verbally challenge me, pussy?
Oh, screw you.
Hold on. You called me. Call me a pussy for not fighting.
I saw your website. You are ugly SOB.
Then you know what? You're a stupid SOB. Why don't you come down here and let's settle this with our fists?
Is that you on a great man debacle?
Why don't you come down here and settle this with your fist?
And Mike, you are a fat bastard with glasses.
Why don't you come down and listen, Paulie? This is the last chance, and I'm going to hang up on you. Are you coming down today or not?
F you, DA.
Does that mean no?
Yeah, DA, DJ.
Does that mean no?
He won't give you that
answer. Yeah, I like you guys. You know, you need to tighten up a little.
Does that mean no?
No, you said you'd hang up on him. Said you'd hang up on him. Right, he ain't going to give you an answer.
And listen, that's the only fighting challenge for today.
There we go.
That's it.
Please.
That's an honor. That's an honor that only is bestowed on one caller a day.
Oh, now one a day, huh?
Well,
on selected days.
On selected days.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there, honey.
Radio God.
I'm not going to fight you, honey.
No, I
don't believe in that.
Baby.
I don't believe in beating up women.
No, I'm having Don and Mike anxiety about the guy with the thing and the thing with the guy.
Don't be anxious about that.
No, I just don't want, I mean, I've listened to you guys forever, and I don't want, it, you know, the Don and Mike show to disappear into thin air and then have to go through a period where I don't know, you know, there's nothing, you know what I mean?
Honey, you won't. Don't worry.
That won't happen?
I promise it
there
won't
happen.
There
is no need for any anxiety on your part.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you.
Love you, Tom.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Love you long time. Bye-bye.
Oh. Wish she was coming down for the painting.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Me too. What is this? There's an NYPD officer on the phone.
Okay.
Rich.
Hey, Radio God.
Hey, you a cop?
Yeah, in the city.
All right, hi.
All right, listen, if that guy wants to come down and fight you, he will not be arrested if you both agree that you're going to fight. Two adults can agree to have a fight.
Okay, well, the guy's not coming down anyway, so.
But he sounds like the kind of guy that after you beat him up, will have to come and lock you up. You know, so don't beat him up.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, brother.
And the guy really had it right. I'm a pussy. I've said it on the air before. Yesterday was one of those rare days when I really had. I didn't. You know what? I didn't have a hair up my ass. I had a head of hair up my ass.
Wow. That's good. I like that. That's a new one. I got a head of hair up my ass.
Yesterday was just a rare day.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, enough with that. How was the bowling?
Good.
Let me tell you, you know, we missed you last night, but so much to talk about in our evening of bowling out in beautiful Aberdeen, New Jersey.
Because, as you know, I was cowering. I was cowering in my one-room apartment because I was afraid the guy from the hardware store would
be
there.
That's right. I know, you were terrified, and that's the reason you didn't come back to Jersey.
I called Mike, and I said, Mike, I'm so afraid that guy's going to show up.
And I said, like I always do, don't worry, Don, I'll fight him for you.
Tell me what happened last night
in New Jersey. Well, first of all, we had an 8 o'clock scheduled bowling time out in beautiful Aberdeen, New Jersey. And we were there, our usual punctual selves. And there was a bit of a delay. We were scheduled to bowl at 8 o'clock. We ended up bowling at 9:15.
Not a good sign.
During that time, we got a chance to hang out with some wonderful people.
Yeah. Nice entertainers.
In the pro shop. And we all got fitted for another set of new bowling balls.
That's what I understand. More free balls.
And last night, I debuted the fingertip stroke.
Yes,
which, you know those guys that have the really big hooks?
Yeah.
I got a new ball with just the fingertips, and I still sucked.
Oh. Yeah, but you have a new name.
Yes, I do. Because engraved on my brand new fingertip bowling ball is Dr. Evil. So I was very excited about. And the first ball that I bowled, it was a practice ball, was a strike.
Yeah.
With Dr. Evil. Incredible evening. But, you know, we could talk about the wonderful comeback by Rob Spiewak in game number 2. We could talk about the Rummy challenge when she challenged me at the very, or maybe I challenged her and she beat me. She ended up beating
me. Come on
in,
Lisa, if you want to speak about this. I don't know what this is. Come in.
She ended up beating me in the second game.
I don't know what the challenge
was. That's
a big story.
We could talk about Mike calling my friend Brad.
That's right. I called Rob's friend Brad because Brad apparently, we were talking about making chili. And cumin. And cumin sounds like something else if you pronounce it differently. It was just a festive evening. We could talk about the fact that Rob and I were entertaining in the back of the car going out there. And Buzz and Lisa were both with their electronic devices, not even paying attention to us. It was the Rob and Mike show, just going back and forth.
Lily, what was the challenge between you and Mike?
And Lisa, mention the people who we should thank at like the pro shop and stuff, if you remember their names. Who's the blonde guy?
Chris.
Right. Okay, two very helpful people. Annie. And Annie was wonderful out there. Terrific lady.
Daniel.
What was the challenge? Well, I challenged Lisa at the very end, I guess it was the last frame,
going
wasn't
it? The 10th frame.
Going into the 10th frame, I challenged Lisa. I said, I bet you I beat you. I will have a higher total at the end than you. And then I proceeded to, like, only knock down 7 pins. And then Lisa stepped up with a strike.
Strike, my first ball.
And then, like, a spare?
No, actually, was it strike or spare?
Whatever she did. She kicked my ass.
Yeah. Good. So what was the bet? Was there anything?
There really wasn't any. You know, she said, "What do I have to wager?" I said, "It doesn't have to be money." And then we just went ahead, and it was kind of like a gentleman and gentlewoman's bet.
Yeah. So
there was no taint involved in this bet.
There's no taint whatsoever involved in the bet. But I will tell you one thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bowling there last night, but we had to find a substitute for you. And the guy that ended up substituting for you, we saw last night. I've seen a lot of people bowl.
Amazing.
We have been bowling for a very long time at lanes all over the New York area, all over the D.C. area.
At least 6 months we've been bowling
and
now.
And all of us have different styles.
And let me tell you something. I have never seen the style that our own Johnny from WNEW.
Our New York producer Johnny. Yeah.
New York producer
night.
Johnny. Demonstrated a style of bowling that I don't think anyone has ever seen. No.
What is the style?
The style is basic hip replacement surgery.
Johnny, what were you doing last
Johnny,
night?
I have never seen a more spastic approach to bowling in my entire life. You get up to the ball, he reaches up to his right nipple, he freezes his right leg, and then spastically almost throws the ball overhand.
One bounce
down on the lane, and it was absolutely incredible. And he was incredulous when we turned around and were busting his balls. He turned around like, "What are you busting my balls? We're busting your balls because it's the most amazingly retarded way of throwing a bowling ball I've ever seen."
But John, what was the result?
Pretty good. I threw 109 and 103. I think.
Let me put it. 109 and 103. I was amazed that he was actually able to knock some pins over, but I've never seen anything quite like it. And Richard. Richard, our driver up here in New York, was almost having an attack on the floor. He was laughing
so
hard.
Have you ever seen on ESPN2 the, like, strongman or Ironman competitions where they, like, have to pull a trolley car?
Yeah. When you see a guy, a weightlifter, doing the clean and jerk, and they let go at the very end of the weight, that's the release that Johnny has with the ball, where he goes,
"Oh, I got some guys who were at the bowling. Let me see if they can..."
It's a shot put. Kind of a shot put.
Verify this.
The Frank moment of pulling a bus.
Hey, Frank, were you there?
Yes.
Did you see John Bull?
Yes, I did.
Are these guys describing him accurately?
Yeah, the ball, surprising, put a hole in the alley.
Seriously, a bounce every time. It was like tennis.
It's what it is an inability to go low. You stand straight up. And you kind of go over your elbow with the ball. You kind of hurl it down.
Most people bend their elbow when they bowl.
I've never, Johnny, and then we turn around. Everybody is giving Johnny crap about this, and Johnny says, "What? What's the deal? I've been bowling like this since I was 6 years old.
I've been bowling for 21 years. I've had the same approach for 21 years. I used to be much better, so nobody could give me crap.
Now let me tell you something.
Scoreboard.
We were speculating, Johnny, in driving home last night. We were speculating that perhaps, do you bowl a lot with your own family, the people that love you that aren't going to give you the honest...
I bowled in leagues. I bowled in leagues with teenagers. It is a vicious crowd.
Wow.
A bunch of 50...
Did they give you crap about your...
Never.
Johnny, how could that not happen?
Because I used to be good.
Really?
I could just point to the scoreboard and say, "Look, 190, F you."
I got to see him bowl.
Johnny, I'm going to tell you this with all sincerity. If you had bowled a 300 last night...
You still would have gotten crap.
You still would have gotten crap. Based on that approach.
Right, hold on.
Could you know, and I need... Johnny's got to walk us through his approach because I can't describe it.
I can't either. I've never seen myself.
Joe.
I mean, what it looks like.
You should.
Hey, Joe, you're on the air. Were you there last night?
Yes, I was.
Did you see John bowl?
Yeah, I did. I remember Rob said he looked like Christopher Reeve.
That's a...
Which was a
late in the evening. Yeah, it was a nice compliment.
He's Superman.
And right after that, I picked up a spare.
That's right.
See, that was Johnny all night. Johnny's like, "Hey, look, I knocked down all the pins." There we go.
You're like, "Boy, that's retarded."
No, it was a very strong 103 that you bowled, Johnny. We were very happy about that.
Tremendous.
But, I'm curious about anybody else that observed Johnny, this guy on the phone. What do you think of his style?
It was very, it was unique.
Yes.
Yeah. And, hey, Don, you missed it. I was finally able to get in one of your appearances last night.
Well, this is the youngster with the sign.
Yeah.
The nice kid,
the kid with the signs. Well, I'm glad you were finally able to get in last night.
I know. I couldn't even see you. I mean, you know.
Sorry, I was I was hiding behind my couch at home, afraid that the guy from the hardware store would be there.
It was amazing, but here's the big news, and this is bigger than Johnny's
we won.
Yeah.
We beat them.
Yeah.
After two games, we won the second game. However, in the very first game, unprecedented, something that I don't believe has ever happened in the annals of bowling.
What?
An actual pin total tie.
888 pins.
Now, they spotted us how many pins in the first game?
I think 360.
360, yeah. But we came out to a statistical tie.
So what do you do then? You go.
We just went to the rubber game. We overtime game. And no, we went to another game and won that. And we won handily. We beat them handily there with the help of Johnny and his unorthodox bowling.
Now, Johnny, who's this Annie that's on hold?
Annie is the captain of the other team, of our hostesses.
Well, here we go. Let's rub it in then. Annie.
Annie the ringer.
Annie, we'll call.
Annie?
Yes.
Annie, you're a ringer.
Hey, little Annie Fanny.
I have to tell you guys, we had the best time in the world. You guys were wonderful. You were so patient waiting the hour until we were able to bowl.
Hour and 15 minutes.
we loved it. We had a great time.
Yeah, Annie, you were an absolute solid 100% ringer.
Yep. That's true.
You were talking about how, I don't bowl that. I'm not like some of these people. Then you've got to strike spare.
What were your two scores last night, Annie?
Well, the first game I actually did pretty well. I did 165, but I think the second game I got like 105 or 110.
Oh, okay, all right. So you did well because we won handily. We won the second game.
Absolutely, and you guys deserved it.
Annie, what can you say about our own Johnny's style of bowling?
You know, Johnny had this way of almost bouncing it.
No, almost about it.
Sometimes twice.
You know, he could have, like...
He is still... the unwillingness to accept this is absolutely blowing me away.
Let me just say that this is bad. John, do you realize that Buzz is busting your balls about this?
That's the thing. Oh. Buzz didn't break 100.
No, he still kicked my ass. It's just a funnier style to watch.
But I'll tell you something. We've got two guys that could vie for a position on the team right here. It's Johnny, what amazes me, and you're doing it now. This is what kills me about this last night. Johnny is absolutely in a state of disbelief that people are busting his chops about this. You have no conception of what you look like
up there. Here's the thing, right? You guys bowl every week for the last, 3-4 months?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I threw
two. And we suck.
I threw two consecutive games in 3 months, and I still broke 100 each time. So
Johnny,
if you think I bowled every single game.
Is it the style you're critiquing,
Johnny,
Mike?
I am not talking about the results at all, Johnny. I'm telling you what I said before. You could bowl a 300 game. I am talking about the style that you say you have had since you were 6 years old.
What do they always say? What's the one stat that counts? It's the W.
I know what this is. You're a Yankee fan. That's what it is. That's it.
Oh, come on. That stop with the Yankees.
No, I know the mindset. He will never accept the fact that he looks goofy when he's up there up there bowling.
What I think we need to do is next time we bowl, I know Don will be with us. I think between the two games, we should have a brief exhibition, maybe just 3 frames.
Johnny, would you be willing to show Don your bowling style the next time we bowl?
Sure.
Good. Very good.
As a matter of fact, may I offer up this? Since I know Buzz quite often is a reluctant participant.
Yes.
John, when we're up in a couple of weeks when we bowl again in the New York and the tri-state area, perhaps you bowl and Buzz, not to emasculate you.
Understood.
But perhaps you could be a male cheerleader.
I'd be happy to.
I would love to.
We could get Buzz a sweater and a couple of pom-poms.
Megaphone.
And Buzz can actually cheer the team on.
You're not offering Buzz the golden cherry that he wants here, which is to stay back home at the hotel.
Sorry, Buzz.
I'd be happy to cheer him.
Unless you're going to be meeting with executives from other radio companies.
Right.
Get a pass.
You know, it's something special. It really is. Yeah. It was. But Johnny, your results did... I mean, you did manage to bowl a few really good frames.
I mean, I was really bummed that I had about 6 9s all night, which was the difference between a decent score and a really, really good score.
You know, and every single time, and it was almost every time you bowled, we were busting your chops, and you still got mad every single time. I mean, not mad. You didn't get, like, over-the-top mad, but you were having trouble with it. You were having a little difficulty going, hey, look, I got a spare.
Glaring.
I got a spare. It was the release of the ball going.
I have a problem with sports. I will freely admit, I have a problem with sports where someone critiques like my stance, like a batting stance,
right,
or a jump shot or ball.
Have you always had trouble taking that kind of criticism?
Absolutely. I'm a horrible student. Coaches hate me.
It's another great reason to come out and watch us ball.
Now, that's interesting. Now, see, that's an insight we didn't get. Coaches hate you.
Yeah. I listen to no one.
They'd walk up to Johnny and they'd say, Johnny, hold the ball like this. No, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, exactly. No, I am exactly like
that. Lift your right arm when you're gonna bat. No,
Johnny, can you do this? Because really, just for Don's benefit, because I know he's gonna want to be, but I want to do it right now. Can you just show him? Pretend you have the ball. Just pretend you have the ball, and you're gonna ball.
All right, let me see what he's doing.
All right, now just come right across here.
Way up.
Okay, he's holding the ball like at eye level.
Right.
And
oh, you're so full of crap.
That's a lie.
That is a bald-faced lie. What you just did, you look like a pro bowler.
I've never seen my... There's no way you're going to do this right.
Let me see Mike do it. Hold on. Hey, Annie, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, hold on, Annie. Let me see Mike do...
Reenact.
Here we go, Mike. And it's...
That is not it.
That looks like a retard bowling.
That's maybe a 10% exaggeration, but maybe only 10%.
Yeah, that's 10%. All right, I'm going to ask Buzz, who I think is probably the fairest man in the room.
Yes? Yes.
Buzz, how accurate was John's interpretation? How accurate was Mike's interpretation?
Mike's interpretation was much closer to what we saw last night.
I honestly couldn't. But it's different because
you got
he
results.
Could see. But he could see what I look like.
You got results.
Who farted?
Sorry about that.
Oh, Buzzy! Buzz Burbank!
You picked a bad time to come over here.
Jeez! Wow! Buzz, my God, that's a wallpaper feeler! Yeah.
Buzz with a fart.
Yeah, that's the spray when you need it.
Well, I thought you don't fart. I thought you said you never
fart. Everybody does.
Jesus Christ, Buzz.
I'm normally able to restrain myself.
I was going over to do another version of Johnny Bowling.
Only had 3 hours sleep.
Do you have any spray of any kind?
Yeah. Annie, thank you for challenging us. It was a pleasure. I'm sorry I couldn't be there, but the guys tell me you were great, and thanks for your hospitality.
Thanks so much, Don. Anytime. We had a great time. We'd love to have you back.
My grandmother used to say, God punishes.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
We're up again in bowling in 2 weeks, right?
Buzz have an accident or something.
Oh, no.
Where did Buzz go?
Did Buzz shite the bed? Did Buzz shite the bed?
Buzz just left the room.
He's got the spray.
Buzz shite the bed?
Wow.
Buzz, do you have a dollop in your underpants?
No, actually, I don't.
Well, man,
no,
breaking news.
This just out.
What do you have for dinner last night? What did I have for dinner last night?
Chocolate-covered cherries.
That's right.
Well, we're up again in 2 weeks. I'll bring my video camera because I think John deserves to see his style.
No.
Hey, and that's not where the evening ended, though.
No. That's what I want to get to. I understand there was fun even after. Okay,
yeah.
Enough. Sorry. Enough with the
not
spray.
Well, sorry.
Wow.
Now it smells like a cheap whorehouse in here.
That is so cool. Johnny's reaction is just amazing to me because every time we would give him the crap, he would give the same look like, what?
Blaze
what am
eyes,
I doing?
Right.
What am
anger.
I doing? Right. But we had a good time, and I hope, you know, Johnny knows we love him. We're having a good time.
Well, we'll get him to bowl the next time we come up here in 2 weeks. Yeah. And
Buzz
will
going to go practice, like, get this whole new style. Got to see it.
Buzz will be the cheerleader.
Right.
So what happened on the way home?
On the way home, our good buddy Richard, who hauls us around out here and comes to our bowling, our best friend up here in New York, we start heading out of the parking lot. And as soon as we head out of the parking lot, he goes over one of these little bumps in the parking lot. You hear this... Like metal on metal?
Bottom out.
Yeah. Without the kind of bottom out that you normally get in a big car that's hauling a lot of people, you get this real scraping sound. And so I said, something's wrong with the shocks. And you know, when we'd gone up to, I think it was Bedford, there was another time when it did the same thing.
We heard a sound when he went over a bump then as well.
So this is a lot worse. And then he says, hold on a second, I'm going to push a button or two. And then he seems to get it back in a position where it's stable. And,
right.
And we start cruising around. I think right after the words came out of my mouth, it was, hey, this is fine. There's no real problem here. It does it again.
Right.
And then we come up, I think, to a toll on the Garden State.
Right, getting on the Garden
State. And he says, all right, I'm going to try an experiment here. I'm going to shut the power off and see if I can re-inflate these, like, balloons.
Bags.
I don't know what the process
Special
was.
Special suspension for a car that size.
Suspension right. bags. Turns
bags.
It off. And then turns the engine back on and then pulls out of the toll gate. And when he pulls out of the toll gate, it's the sound of, like, somebody's got shears on the bottom of the car just going,
so like the car itself is just dragging on the ground.
It's literally scraping across the metal.
Now, are the tires flat?
No, the tire. This is a suspension issue that Richard has had, and Richard is going, you know,
he's upset.
S-M-F-F. And the car, you know, I can't imagine what the sparks must have been like.
Imagine
if you had Rob, me, Lisa, and Buzz in the back of the car, and you know,
Mike and me in the back seat. Imagine if you will the sound combination of bending a tractor trailer in half. Mm-hmm. And Raymond Burr groaning.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah!
So he gets through the toll, has to pull over. We're somewhere on the Garden State Parkway, and he pulls over, and he said, Richard still, like, never say die. Richard's saying, I think I can get you guys back to the city.
Yeah, like, and was like, Richard, piggyback.
Richard, there's no, you can't get us to the exit 5 yards down the road, much less the city.
We'll run out of car.
And, you know, at this point, we're speculating on if he does do this, how we're going to die. And the consensus was we were all going to burn to death.
60-foot plane.
Because the car was going to just absolutely erupt into a fireball. And at that point, I said, Richard, call a cab.
No, I can get you home.
No. Call a cab. Richard, he was determined. Call us a cab. And at that point, I guess the protocol is you call the cops. You call, you know, for a cab because you're on a highway. And we waited, and this tow truck arrives. And this tow truck comes up that's like 8 feet tall.
Sam
and has these high beams that are, they're, you know, blaring into the back of the car. And Richard gets back and he says, he can't tow me. It's too big a vehicle. And then the tow truck just stays there for
a while.
With
the high beams on.
And then two of New Jersey's finest state troopers arrive.
And I applaud them.
And apparently,
did you show them your special cards that we got from the cops?
No need
at all.
Richard apparently made mention of the fact that we do the show, and that's when the show began through the PA of the state troopers, as it was like,
thank you for traveling the New Jersey State Turnpike, the Garden State Parkway. Thank you. Don't forget to use your subway, your tokens,
speed
and your speed pass.
Now, is this the cops doing this?
Yeah, they're two. They ride two. Apparently, it's state law in New Jersey. Troopers ride two in a car. And they're both in there. Big guys, too. They're guys you didn't want to F with at all. And these guys are saying, hey, thank you very much for, hope your evening's going fine. And I start laughing at this. I'm like, what's going on?
Thank you for choosing the Garden State.
Thank you for choosing
it.
On behalf of New Jersey, the state of New Jersey, we want to thank you for choosing the Garden. And as soon as he said, we want to thank you for choosing the New Jersey Garden State Parkway, I hop out. I say, I got to go see this. What's the deal?
They were terrifically
nice. And these two guys who couldn't have been nicer, and, we're standing guard while the cars were wailing by. We're captivated with doing their own little radio show.
And on the PA system of their police cars.
And I said to myself, well, this is fantastic. And Buzz gets out, Rob gets out, and I get out. We're all talking to these guys. And there was one of our crew that was feeling a little under the weather, so she was sleeping kind of in the back of the limo. I said, the way to really endear
sleeping it off.
But no, this was not alcohol related. This was fatigue and a little sore throat and stuff. And so to endear ourselves to the New Jersey State Troopers, I felt it necessary to remove young Lisa from the limo. Because I knew that as much as they were enjoying talking to a few radio personalities, they would really enjoy meeting our producer.
Right.
And that is when Lisa got out of the car and went back and engaged the officers in wonderful conversation.
Oh, really? But not still my favorite part.
No, not at all.
Yet to come.
Not at all.
Really?
Go ahead, Rob. You share that.
We had a lovely Annie had sent us some refreshments to take home with us.
Right.
And there in them was like a dozen chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So it was raining. We got back in the car, and as we were looking at the cookies, Mike said, it'd be a good idea to send these cookies to the troopers.
I said, take some of all this incredible food they had given us. Give a bag of the cookies to the state trooper guys. That'll be a good thing to do.
So once again, we roused Lisa, send her out in the rain to deliver the cookies, and then they get on this great, amazing sound system and say,
thank you for the refreshments. You may now feel free to drive as fast as you like on the Garden State Freeway.
Hey, good for them.
It was funny. And then, at the end of the evening, we were getting our stuff out of the back of the car to get in a cab to go back into the city. And I noticed that in one area of the car was a gift that somebody at the bowling alley had presented to our own Buzz Burbank.
Uh-oh.
And I loudly said, as the state trooper car was right to the right of me, I said,
uh-oh,
hey, Buzz, what about your gift? And this is the gift that Buzz got at the bowling alley.
Oh, God, look at that pipe.
It's a lovely decorative hookah.
It's a hookah.
Look at that pipe.
Smoking opium.
You made him show it to the cops?
No, he hid it from the cops there, and there was nothing in it, but I said, Buzz, your drug paraphernalia is in the back of the car.
That was the second part of the show. I don't know if you saw at the bowling alley. Buzz looked like an episode of CSI, mm-hmm, going over all the parts looking for residue because he wasn't going to take it.
No, this
but
pipe
apparently
is clean.
Is that
a brand new pipe? And what is that pipe designed for smoking? Is it designed for smoking everything?
What would you guess, Buzz?
I would guess opium because it appears to have come from the Middle East.
Now, look at how authentic. Look at the packaging.
I'm certain that whoever actually purchased this somehow financed terrorism, but because the newspapers that it's packed in,
I think you need to turn that over
like
to
Swahili.
It's like Afghani or something. I don't know. I can't read the language.
You have to turn that over to the proper authorities.
If you don't, the terrorists win.
That's right.
And we, and so everybody.
Buzz, would you pass the pipe open for
sure,
a second?
Pass the pipe. Isn't that a lovely antique?
Be careful, it will come apart.
Okay, oh, you're right.
Yeah, you know, I
that would make a lovely lamp.
Yes, many years ago, you know, I don't get high anymore, but I used to get high, and there's one simple way to tell if this has been used or not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Buzz.
No, what? No, it's not been used.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's been used.
No, I don't believe it has. It's clean.
No. As a matter of fact, it smells too clean. It smells too clean.
So that's the problem. It's too clean.
It smells too clean. It doesn't smell new. Mike, does that smell like perhaps it's been washed? Are you going to contact high from that?
Mike just fell down.
Mike
is down.
Mike is down.
Mike.
With Buzz's opium pipe.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ, Buzz.
Oh.
Your opium.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Mr. Hahn. Mr. Hahn.
So you have the New Jersey State Troopers behind you and you have an opium pipe.
Johnny, you bell like a tar.
I have a hookah, yes.
So we get all our goods into the...
There's the rest of your pipe there, Buzz.
Thank God it's like a minivan taxi because there's a lot of us.
And so, here's something I got accused of by young Lisa last night, which I'm very proud of, as I was talking about how great it was with the state troopers and how great it was that the cab got there and how great it was that we got all the good food. Lisa said, "You are being so positive." And I've never called positive, and I was very...
Oh, you were nice.
Yeah, you did.
Lisa, come on in here. Say what you said to me, because I was really thrilled with that.
You know what? You were the head joy provider once we got in the cab. You did a great job.
And I explained to Lisa, how did you say that I was... Was I being too positive?
I was just rather miserable.
That's right.
For the...
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm not feeling well.
Yes.
No, I was just very...
How many times after we go bowling is she sick the next day?
Okay, you know what? I am not boozing it up, okay?
No, that's true. What do you take, medication today? You sound like you're slurring your words, though, today.
I'm tired.
Oh, you're tired. Yeah, that's right.
I flew up here yesterday morning.
You threw up here?
The 7:30 shuttle.
But what did you say about me?
Well, I was just very miserable, and I think you nailed it. I said, how come you can be so effing positive about this?
How about that? Somebody saying that to me. I mean, really,
Mike is a positive
to that. Huh? Make a notation of that. It was fantastic.
That is amazing.
And who broke wind in the cab? Was it the driver?
It was definitely the driver.
Oh, yeah, the driver.
God. I was in the back.
Sure, we didn't even comment on it, right?
No, because I was afraid if it was the driver. Right. I mean, we were in sort of a precarious position. I didn't want to give him any reason.
No, the driver was. It was just ripe when he arrived.
He needed that ride. And Rob's not eligible, but who wants to guess what the cab fare is from exit 125
Sayreville
into Manhattan?
I'm going to guess.
The idea?
I'm going to guess.
Buzz?
Fine. No, yeah, and of course I'll be reimbursed.
Yeah, we were actually negotiating how we were going to do it.
I'm going to guess $65.
Okay. Mike, you have any idea?
$125?
You come very close. It was $122. $121.50 to be
exact. How did they pry that money out of your bony hands, Buzz?
Well, this was one rare case where a cab driver took plastic. And
gotcha.
I knew I could expect
that. That's how we arranged it.
Hold on. We're up on a break, but I got the guy on the phone who gave you your pipe, Buzz. Is this Eric?
This would be me. Hey, Buzz. How are you?
Hey, Eric. Well, thank you.
No, it has never been used. Now, I do have
at least it wasn't used before last night when Buzz got back to the hotel.
The only thing I asked Buzz...
Toucan Sam over here thinks it's been used.
Trust me. I got a nose for such stuff.
Nose.
No, the only thing I asked Buzz is when you speak of your hookah and use it, think of the Marine Corps well.
Okay.
That is actually from Turkey when we came back from the Gulf in 92. And
All right, great.
So you actually somehow prevented terrorism by being a Marine.
Yeah, well, in a roundhouse sort of way.
I'm trying to feel less guilty about having this thing.
I'm Buzz. Don't feel guilty about that.
It's a souvenir. Lamp. It's used for lots of different
things. It's a gift from the Gulf War.
Yes.
And it was made in Turkey, which is a NATO ally, Buzz, so that should clear your conscience.
There you go.
Those are opium smokers we like.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Hey, no, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
It.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And the balls beat the pinheads.
Christ.
All I do is hide behind my couch one time.
Yep, you missed it.
Because I'm afraid a hardware store guy is going to be there. And it sounds like you guys had simply the greatest night of your lives.
Oh, and on the way out, the hardware store guy came up to the limo and, what was it? One or, no, two. Two shots. He was down.
877-365-3636. That's the phone number.
And a kick.
Yeah, what, if it didn't rain last night.
Oh, you're kicking, you're kissing your
fist. Kiss the fist. Mm-hmm. One down. Boom. Two on the way down. Get one coming up. Hits the ground. Pointed toe in the head.
That's right. If the rain hadn't come last night, you could still see the chalk outline.
Be the 100th caller right now. Prize package selected especially for you. Then we will meet our contestants for today's debut of Teat Tac Toe. Big show today. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. Kevin Costner's new movie, Dragonfly, hits theaters this weekend. There's no celebrity nudity, but you do get to see some very scary, saggy National Geographic boobage when Costner visits some jungle natives towards the end of the flick. It's the saggiest boobage on film since Jack Black in Orange County. Now, if you want to see some good nudity at the theaters, go see the movie Super Troopers. Swedish supermodel Maria Thornburg makes her movie debut playing a sex-crazed German car thief. The bad news is she's only in a few scenes. The good news is you get a great look at her Swedish meatballs during a funny scene at one of the Super Troopers' apartments. My DVD pick to click this week is a new release called Maze. The movie is about a painter with Tourette syndrome played by Northern Exposure's Rob Morrill. Gorgeous redhead Laura Linney, who last year was nominated for an Academy Award, has a long, well-lit, fiery red full frontal scene posing for a painting 31 minutes and 10 seconds into the flick. Now that's rolling out the red carpet. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good part.
He's pretty great, isn't he?
Oh, Chisel on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There you go. That's the Don and Mike exclusive right there. The Mr. Skin Minutes.
Wow.
You'll hear that every Thursday exclusively on this show. Check out what movies are out and where you can find some TNA.
Pretty amazing. Roll out the red carpet.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Oops.
You know, he just walks that sleaze line beautifully.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
M-Call 100.
Yeah, right. Well, hi, what's your name?
Chris.
Hey, where are you from?
New Jersey.
My friend. You got a 20-minute prepaid phone card from Sprint PCS.
Cool.
Sprint PCS, the clear alternative to cellular. And you want the prize pack courtesy of Music Outlet. Music Outlet is guitars and musical instruments from $199. 888-747-9851. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. Yeah, kudos to Mr. Skin. Yeah. Let me give his website a plug. That's, of course, www.MrSkin.com.
Excellent.
And you will hear the Mr. Skin Minute every Thursday on this show. That is the Don and Mike National Exclusive.
Mr. Skin.
Now, how many we got still got? We got two? Then you know what? We're going, Rummy, we're going with two.
The game's beginning.
We're going with two girls as we get set to play Teat Tac Toe
with two lovely ladies.
Now let's bring them in one at a time and meet each of the girls as we begin to start Teat Tac Toe. Keep in mind that
hey!
Wait, well, what's going on here?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
Or were you raising your body in anger towards Lisa for some reason?
No. What made you think that?
That you jumped up and looked like you wanted to strangle her the way that Homer strangles Bart on The Simpsons?
Absolutely untrue.
Let's meet our girls. What's going on between you two today?
We fight all the time.
What's going on?
It should be noted that we fight wherever we go, and that's just our dynamic.
Yeah, there were several lunges.
Isn't that our dynamic? Ass?
I think, a couple weeks ago at some point. it's our new tradition.
Yeah, okay. Toodaloo ass. Yeah, right back at you.
Oh, my God. Would you just say F you?
Yeah. Say that on the radio,
yeah.
Mr.
Brown. Like greeting, a normal greeting.
She pushed the microphone away, and then she said F you.
Yes. It's not anything that we can't handle, but it's actually developing as we speak. And right now, like the greeting between Lisa and me, I'll walk up to Lisa, and I'll say, hello, and
you
flip
give
her off.
You give her the finger.
You know, that type of thing. And
say, how are you today?
So it's fine. Everything's fine. And occasionally, I will just lunge at her. You know, like in Austin Powers, when Scott
lunges, when the dwarf lunges across the table at Scott.
Mini-me, you mean?
Yeah, it's the kind of thing, you know, that goes like this, where I'll just be, well, okay, if that's the way you feel. And it doesn't translate real well on radio.
Great to see in person, though.
Don, everything's okay.
It's the first time I've ever seen it.
I know.
They did the limo last night.
We were misbehaving last night. Yeah.
I didn't know that there was this
undercurrent of hostility.
Yeah, that there was.
Oh,
this
yes.
Tension between the two of you.
Oh my God,
Lisa, what does it come from?
Lisa's giving me the Joan Crawford look.
Now, Lisa, what is this about? Really, what is this?
Remember when I yelled at Lisa at the bowling alley like a few weeks ago?
Oh, the time when the listeners heard you yell at her.
That's when it settled into a nice thing, and then I was kind of like foolishly apologetic, and after that,
excuse you.
Anyway, so it's developed into this very comfortable relationship.
I know how to push his buttons and make him sad, make him upset, and to make him feel about this thing.
Right.
Meanwhile, Lisa's staring at him saying, meat loses its vitamins when it's overcooked.
Yes.
Absolute Joan Crawford eyes.
Yeah, she has the Joan Crawford look at me.
Oh, yeah.
So now what do you do to Mike, though? I mean, well, what I don't get is what? So you yelled at her in public.
Yeah.
And then you apologized to her, right? In private, you apologized?
Yeah, I don't like to bring that up.
So why are you still mad at her?
Well, she's not really.
She's not really?
No.
I'm
why,
not.
Then why are you mad?
Really?
I'm not mad at her.
I'm
not mad at her.
You are both lying to me.
I am not mad at her.
You are both lying to me.
No, it's fine. I think she does a fine job.
Okay, fine.
Okay, everything
Mike?
Is...
Mike?
Lisa?
I applaud you.
I applaud you. Right back at you.
Here we go.
What the hell is this dynamic?
Nothing. Nothing for anybody to worry about. I think we got it under control. Wouldn't that be right?
How could this be under my nose?
Yeah,
why are you flipping him off?
Because that's what she does, and I give it right back.
You miss a night, you miss a lot.
I mean, it's either that or cry, and I'm not going
to
cry.
Is this just started last night, or
no,
am
actually,
I just late?
Would it be
to
safe
party
to say this started actually before I yelled at you at the bowling alley? I mean,
probably,
we've had this,
but I really know how to push your buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you cruel to him?
She's God, she's nakedly cruel.
Most cruel.
Can you be cruel?
You know what she said to me one time?
What?
You know what she said to me one time that really hurt, and she probably doesn't even know this.
What?
She said to me one time, "You are so my enemy right now." That's what she said to me.
No, I didn't.
That's what she said, and that really hurt. And that, you know what? That's where it began for me. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's the meanest thing Mike's ever said to you?
That would be at the bowling alley.
Yeah. That night?
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, "Do you just remember one thing, girl?"
Yeah. You're not going to get a free ride because you're Crawford's daughter.
How would you like to come over and mow my lawn?
Daddy, how about a fresco?
Danny, and you know what? We had an Annie and a Danny at the bowling alley last night. And they really didn't, I don't think they were tracking with the Caddyshack thing.
No.
But they liked, I guess Annie liked the sound of it, because every time she bowled, I would say, "Nice shot, Annie. Sit down, Annie."
She didn't get it, though.
No, she didn't. That made it even more special.
Yeah. Too busy saying 10 more minutes.
And then her young son with the toothpick in his mouth was Danny.
Daniel.
Danny. On his bowling shirt, we called him Danny.
Danny and Annie.
That's right.
All right, so you okay, Rummy?
I'm fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You okay, Mike?
No.
Really,
what can we do to work this out?
I think we can handle it. I think it'll be all right. I think it'll be fine.
How about a hug?
I know. That wouldn't be appropriate.
Not happen.
That's against CBS policy.
No, it's not. It's not sexual. A friendly hug.
I'm not hugging her.
No.
Why?
I'm not hugging her.
Uh-uh.
Why?
It ain't happening.
How about shaking hands?
All right.
Shake hands.
There we go.
No, come on now.
You
do that and your hands barely touch each other.
All right, shake hands.
Right.
Hey, why don't you shake hands like you do with Rob when you bowl a really nice thing? Why don't you do that? Ooh,
you know,
ooh.
Anything that Rob and I do, we do and just deal with it.
She does this thing where she twists the pinkies.
You know why?
Like
that started with my 165 game, and I'm scared to not do it.
Yeah, I don't think we need to hear from you. I mean, we know where you stand.
Yeah, why does that upset you?
Huh?
Why does it upset you?
It just does. It just does. Everybody else gets the standard handshake, and you go into this, like,
you know
this
what?
Origami of the fingers.
Nobody
with Rob.
Nobody else is upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why does this upset you?
I don't know, ass.
Oh, dear.
I don't want to take sides here, but I will say that I have noticed
No, I've not been bothered by it, but I have noticed the fact that when you would bowl a good frame, that occasionally, you know, we do that thing where we all hit fists.
Yeah, we all hit fists. That's our standard.
You and Rob have this thing.
Yeah,
where
we
you,
do have a game.
The intertwined, the pretzel finger game, which last night their fingers were practically in a orgy.
Okay.
Oh, we're jealous.
First
we're
all they were having
Rob
finger sex.
Last night it was Buzz was there.
Yeah, I saw it.
Buzz saw the whole thing. Yeah.
Buzz, were they having finger sex?
You know, he's
sex?
A man of total integrity. He'll tell you what he saw.
Were they having finger sex?
And I'll be honest with you, it hurts me too.
But there you go.
For me, it harkens back to when she rated us all, and Rob got the highest rating. There's something happening.
And maybe that's what it is with me. Maybe a little of this finger thing of going, ooh, ooh, ooh. So at the end, I stopped even doing the fist thing with Lisa and would just be like, she'd come over and I'd just give her the little flip thing.
Was that before or after? I kicked your ass.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations. I'm real happy for you.
Lisa does have
that makes you feel good.
Lisa does have this thing with Rob where the two of them, where it's like it's like the almost like they're playing the Itsy Bitsy Spider game,
right?
You know,
no,
with the hands.
It's locking pinkies and twisting.
It's
like that.
And it hurts us.
Well, stop then.
You know, maybe it is pretty
No, we will not stop, Rob. We don't have to
It's
stop.
My little it's my little superstition.
You know, now that I look at it in that context, now I know why. It seems to be non-threatening.
It should be.
So we're fine. I think everything's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's A-okay.
Yes.
It's just going to be the dynamic people around us ought to get used to.
Get used to it.
Okay.
Yeah?
Get used to it.
Hmm?
What, Lisa?
What did I say? It's the dynamic that people ought to get used to. What did I say? What did I say that was wrong?
You didn't say anything that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You just
I'm
said
fine.
Something that wasn't smart.
Everything's cool. Everything's cool. I'm cool.
What did he say that wasn't smart?
You're the boss.
I know that's why I'm asking.
I'm just along for the ride.
I'm just asking. I didn't realize that there was this problem between two of my favorite people.
Absolutely not a problem at all.
No problem.
Not a problem.
Everything's great.
Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll handle it.
All right,
handle it like I've handled everything. like I've handled everything in my life
Jameson.
With a great deal of. Oh, that's kind.
What did she say? What did
that's
she
really
say?
Kind. She what? Said Jameson. That's a drunk joke. Pardon me for crawling into a bottle as my life crumbles around me, Lisa. Sorry about that.
Hey, yeah. Love your show, babe.
Okay, right back at you.
Yeah, I have to say, in fairness, stand up for Mike. Not like I've never seen you drunk either, Lisa.
Ah! Oh. Who loves you, baby? There you go.
But let me just say to you, Lisa. I got to keep everybody happy.
Sure, I can accept that.
I got to keep everybody happy. Yeah. I can't take sides in this fight.
I think I do have a problem.
I have to work with both of you.
I understand.
Half the battle, Mike.
Man, it's hot in here.
I have to work with both of you.
I'm just schwitzing all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. With
okay.
Me. Yeah, I'll do the handshake.
Okay, cool.
There you go. Regular handshake.
Regular handshake. Here you go. Nice. Regular handshake.
No, see?
There you go. Firm and hearty.
You were going to pull away, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No. We shook hands.
I applaud you both.
We shook hands in the studio.
Okay.
Rob, I applaud you.
I applaud you, Lisa.
Very good.
Bye, Rome. See ya.
See ya.
Thanks, bye-bye. Lisa. Thanks for your help.
There you go. I do not know what's going on between the two of you. I really thought, I swear to God.
I'm not sure they do.
It's fine. Oh, we do.
Oh no.
Okay, hookah.
Okay. All right. He's jealous.
You know, the turret can point in any direction. Let me put it to you that way.
Watch out, Buzz.
Nobody knows that more than me.
Okay. You know, I'm going to have to agree.
Okay, Farso.
Agree with the Jim here. Yeah, hey, Jim.
Yeah, how you doing down, Mike?
Jim, I think you've hit the nail on the head, Jim.
Hey, listen. It sounds like a third grade crush. Mike, this is what you got to do.
What?
Put some bubble gum in her hair. And then, Lisa, you punch him in the arm.
All right.
You're a couple.
Thanks for the call, dumbass.
I tend to agree with
you. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is still Chris. I won the prize.
Well, that's because Lisa was in here.
One of our ladies is taking her shoes
arguing
off
with
already.
Mike. Excellent. Good. Good going, girls. Yeah, let's play this. Let's play this game, this teat-tack-toe game.
Very cool.
Let's meet our two contestants.
And here are the gals.
And girl number one, I guess the girl in the black that you... Hi, what's your name?
Liza.
Liza!
Hey.
Oh, now look at this. Liza almost backed out of the competition because we were so angry the other day. We were so mad. Liza, I'm sorry you had to see that display between Mike and Lisa.
And Liza, I apologize. You know, it's really not always like that in here. And, you know, usually we do well. I mean, and that's sometimes we have to scratch the soft underbelly of the situation here.
Liza, as an outside observer, you saw that. Do you sense that there is really anything between Mike and Lisa, any real hostility?
I don't know if it's hostility. I'm wondering if it's something else.
Really?
Yeah. You think sexual tension.
Well, can I be honest with you, Liza?
Sure.
And I'm being very serious here because we were joking before. I really can't walk into a room with any women without there being some amount of sexual tension. Based on the way women look at me. It's been that way for most of my life. Again, and I'm sure you can look at me and tell why that is the case.
And again, I got to be loyal to you.
Yes.
My best buddy.
Yes.
I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
That when you are walking down the street, for instance, if Rob and Lisa and I are sitting at the diner and you walk by.
Right.
The things that come out of that girl's mouth,
sure,
she says about you,
right, right.
The things that she would,
you know,
in a fantasy world,
yeah,
like to do to you,
of course, yeah,
the way she would like to devour you,
and sometimes just the innocent stuff like wow, just simple wow when I
oh yeah,
yeah,
you know, I mean, if I had a nickel for every time, oh, would I love to drink his,
yeah, ass. Of course.
You know,
but she's, as you know, Don, being my friend, you know she's not alone. I mean, so many.
That is true.
So many have said that.
As a matter of fact.
And anybody that's been on the internet knows I'm a dreamboat.
What was it just today? She stole a line from Jorge. I brush my teeth with that man's love.
God, all right, enough.
That's what she said.
Game over.
Today, about mine.
Thank you very much.
About
now
mine.
I'm starting to get a little nauseated here.
Just the other night when she...
He's not stopping.
Just the other night when she was discussing how she'd like to eat your A?
Yeah, yeah.
I said,
oh, God, now I'm going to throw up.
I said, Lisa, that's quite enough. I don't want to hear about you whining.
No. You know that hostility thing? You're getting it from her right now.
Eat Mike's A.
Take a look at her. She's looking at you now.
And all of the taint talk you've done recently?
Right, yeah.
You're driving her crazy.
Well, I drive all the gals crazy with that.
Sure, you're crazy.
Yeah, any questions, go to the internet. There you go.
What can I do
especially
for you, Rummy?
The shaved head part.
What can I do for you, Rummy?
Making sure the ladies are okay.
Sorry, I'm letting some of your secrets out of the bag.
You know, couldn't keep them secret forever, Don.
Nothing I never would have understood completely. Because it happens with everybody. Everybody at the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
All the women. Back in Washington, especially.
Madonna.
Bobby. Joan.
Madonna.
Donna.
If I had a dollar for
Julie.
Every time.
Both of them.
She said, God. Oh, look. Look at him.
You're going to make me barf.
Do I want him? God, I want him. And if I had $10 for every time I heard her say she wants you from behind.
Then, oh, God.
Then I would retire. I could buy this company today.
Oh,
if I had $10 for every time I heard her say
God.
She wants Mike from behind.
Oh, dear.
Why does hearing me say these things make you want to barf? Is there something wrong with me
don't
now?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Go. Just fine.
See, Mike, I'm not making it up. She really does say these things.
I'm really
about
starting
you.
To schmitz here.
And what she wants you to do to her?
Yeah.
You don't even want to know.
You know.
Let me just say, a lot of it is reciprocal. Okay?
The thing is,
a lot of.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You know,
all
right. And furthermore, when you do something like that.
I know, it's charming.
When you pretend to scratch your ass and then smell your fingers.
Right.
And eat them.
Right.
That, it really gets me.
That turns her on.
Sure.
Turns
sure.
her on.
Man, it's hot.
God.
In here.
You guys are all on crack.
We're all on crack. Hi, there's the rub. What do you think about this, being in this studio right now, Liza? This is a pretty nutso place. Did you have any idea that we were this, like, unstable?
Speak for yourself.
Yeah,
okay, Gibraltar. All right, what?
Excuse me. Yes, The Rock. You're looking at him. Hello?
Can you smell? And you know what? For 16 years, I've smelled what The Rock is cooking.
I had one day yesterday.
Yes, yes.
One day yesterday when I lost my composure. Very briefly. Otherwise,
just
yes.
Brief.
I'm The Rock.
That's
like
right.
The song. Like that dumb Bob Seger song.
We can't have everybody in here flying off the handle.
Well, I'm glad to see that Lisa's holding her own, because she's very cute and little, and you guys, she's the only girl.
Are you attracted to Lisa?
Forget it. Lisa wants Mike.
I know.
Which is the reason she plays the hand games with Rob to get Mike going.
That's right.
Oh, so I'm just being used.
Oh, yeah, I figured it out.
So Rob's a big pawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, listen, hold on.
You know,
Mike,
thank you for enlightening me, because, you know, I should have gathered that.
With no offense to Rob.
No one's blinder than
very
me.
Seriously. Liza, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Now, look at the men in this room.
Okay.
Lisa rated Buzz, what'd she rate you?
4.7.
She rated Mike a 5.1. She rated me a 5.1. She rated Rob a 6.5.
How you doing?
Now, listen, no offense. Rate us. Rate us right now.
No pressure.
No pressure. Rate us right now. From 1 to 10. Rate
us. We're talking looks or personality and
looks.
Habits here.
Looks. take away the fact that Mike is like scratching his ass while he's talking to you. This was just purely on looks.
I think you'd be the highest.
I would.
Yeah.
Okay. And then who would be second?
I'd have to go with... I don't know the pressure. I love Buzz because he likes the jumbles and stuff. So
she likes puzzles.
Yeah, Buzz. And I'm a crossword.
And then who would be third?
Rob.
Rob would be third. And Mike.
Oh, am I gonna get beat up?
Mike, where are you going?
I think you've heard Mike's feelings. And
it could be fourth.
Leaving the studio.
Well, I didn't want him to get a big head.
Mike, come back in now. Come back in the studio.
He's deeply hurt.
It's one woman's opinion. I'm just trying to point out how Lisa has hurt us.
I have not hurt you.
You've hurt all of us terribly.
Lisa, can I ask you a question? Did you give that a lot of thought?
Not a lot of thought.
All right, I was just curious. I was curious if you gave that a lot of thought.
Mike, I dare you.
No way.
I dare you.
No effing way.
You are unbuttoning your shirt right now.
That's not happening.
I dare you.
So I'm number four? I'm number four in line?
Four is my lucky number.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, let's go to the other contestant. And what's your name, honey?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. First off, let me you got to step right up to the microphone, please.
There you go. All
Lisa,
right.
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Let me ask you about this dynamic between Mike O'Mara and Lisa Herndon today. What have you observed?
I think Lisa's doing a great job. She's holding her own, definitely.
Holding her own. Who do you find to be in the right or in the wrong in this feud between Mike and Lisa?
I'd have to say Lisa.
Is in the right?
Yeah. She's definitely...
Okay, F me. F me with a stick.
All right, now...
All women stick together.
Now, John.
Absolutely. She's got the same name as me.
You just shut up.
I'm supporting you.
Huh?
I was supporting you.
Now, keep
you.
In mind...
No, you're not.
Keep in mind when Lisa rated us physically, on what we look like physically, she rated Rob a 6.5.
How you doing?
She gave me a 5.1. She gave Mike a 5.1. She gave Buzz a...
4.7.
A 4.7. Would you please rate us? No. Don't spare our feelings.
No, I don't want to be... Put
just,
up,
please...
Oh,
you're come
all
on.
10
No. Come on, now listen.
Yeah, no,
listen, really. Liza did it. Please do it.
Lisa, for the love of God, we need this.
Please. Come on, Lisa.
Please.
Don't worry about our feelings.
Don't worry. We can take it. I can take it.
Go ahead. Please.
Yeah.
What did you say? Okay. Wait, Liza whispered something. What was that?
We'll go with Mike as number one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait.
We'll go with this is some sort of... Should what are, what are you, a French it? Skating judge?
You know what is,
what is the deal? What's this, a backroom deal
that's
here?
That's a PV.
What's that?
That's a pity vote you just got.
I don't need your pity, Lisa.
Liza, was that a pity vote?
What?
Lisa.
All right. Listen, enough of this.
This is enormously painful.
Enough of this.
Should we want a nice day?
What?
Yeah. We want everybody to be nice.
Speak on the microphone, please, for the love of God.
We want everybody to be nice today.
Right. Everybody is being
everybody
very
is,
nice
Everybody's
today.
In a good mood today. Okay. Everybody's in a fine mood.
Except for Mike
better.
And Lisa.
I've never felt better. I'm by it. I'm past it. I'm
okay.
Past good. I'm tough.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Well,
all right.
Lisa's also in her safe place, so that might contribute to the...
Yeah.
Oh.
The safe place.
Lisa's having her period is what
right.
She needs.
Right.
She's safe.
Yeah.
That means I'm not pregnant.
Ah, good, good, very good, good, happy.
Okay.
Happy joy.
All right, let's meet the girls and play the game.
Let's.
What do you say? Let's
do it. Let's do it.
We got a break? Well, first let's have them take their tops off.
Oh, that's right, it's topless time.
Yeah, it's topless time.
It's time for the breasts.
Both
breasts to be exposed. Bye, Lisa.
Lisa
bye.
And
bye.
Lisa and Liza will take their tops off.
Out.
Boy, they both have beautiful, big breasts.
Mine are
wow.
So big.
God damn.
They're fine. I can tell they're fine under your little thing there.
No,
well, here we go. And
yay!
Wow.
Yay!
Wow. Look at this. Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, how big are each of your breasts? Lisa, how big are yours?
36D.
Wow. 36D.
I remember when you called, you mentioned that. Yes. Yes.
Liza, very pretty ones also. How big are yours?
34Cs on a good day.
34Cs, but au naturel, and there with all the augmentation nowadays.
Yes. On a good day. Now, also, you need to take off your shoes and socks.
Shoes are off. The shoes and socks, they are barefoot and topless in the studio.
And they should choose a color.
Yes, Rob, what are the colors that we have for the girls to choose from?
Purple, blue, green, orange, and red.
All right, Liza, you were the first to call. You'll also be the first to play. You may pick the first color.
Orange.
And Lisa, which color would you like, honey?
Purple.
All right.
Nice.
little purple rain. What was that, Lisa?
That was Liza.
It's freezing in here, she said.
Oh, really? I was sweating like a pig a moment ago.
Mike was just sweating like Marion Barry.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm the last rated.
In a moment. In a moment when we come back, we'll start the game. I know you girls understand how we're going to play tic-tac, so that I'm going to ask each of you a Trivial Pursuit question. If you get the question right, what you do is you dip your teat in the paint, and then you lay down on the floor like a fish out of its belly.
Right over there.
And you make the imprint in the giant. And do you girls like the workmanship that we put into the,
isn't that nice?
The big squares on the floor?
Like lovely, ain't it?
Like a big Hollywood square set on the floor. What you do is you make the imprint with your teat, and if you get it wrong, you dip your toe in, you make the imprint with your toe.
Excellent.
First girl to get three in a row, horizontally, vertically, you know, sideways.
Horizontally.
I like that word. You know what I meant. You know.
Or exactly.
You know.
But only breast imprints for the three in a row.
You know what I meant. First one to get three in a row wins $1,000.
I can't fix this horizontal.
the other girl gets dick. That's just nothing. It's all or nothing today for you two girls. So they're both hot. Let me ask Mike, why are you picking your nose now?
Yeah, I got something in there.
How do you girls feel about being photographed for the internet? Are you into that? What if it's not your heads? What if it's just your boobs?
Not heads is fine.
So just the bods.
Okay, yeah. So we can take those
then
photos.
It's cool because then you can go back and look yourself. It's my body.
So what we can do is we can take perhaps John will come in here during the break and we'll get a before picture,
right,
of the girls' teats.
He's got a really interesting style when he takes a picture.
Then,
too. He throws his right shoulder.
And Keith, then what we can do is we can just crop your heads off and we can actually get the board and get shots of you guys actually putting your boobs on the board. We can put all that on WNEW.com.
Let's give our contestants a round of applause.
Yes, that's right. It's Liza versus Lisa.
Right.
And the debut of Tic-Tac-Toe, mm-hmm. And we will start the game right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Lisa heard it.
And urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and... How to put it delicately, I guess there's no way.
No, there's not, Jesse.
Up a gynecological examination.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. We're ready to believe you.
Right, you're goddamn right.
Even better than the good part of the boob, the Don and Mike Show.
That's appropriate. Listen, I have to address something that's coming over the instant feedback here. We'll get this 1,000 times. Dear Don and Mike, if the Mr. Skin Minute is a Don and Mike exclusive, why did I hear it on Howard Stern last week? Okay. Once again, just for you DAs who keep sending us these emails, here's what we mean by exclusive. We have it today. It's not available to Howard Stern or any other radio show until tomorrow.
Bingo.
Just like, remember when we got some idiot called us about this last week? I said,
yeah, right.
Just like if Z100 gets a copy of the Britney Spears record and they play it for a day,
yes.
And then PLJ and all the other stations get a copy of the record.
Well, let me enlighten you into a journalistic sense of things. When you have an exclusive story, that means you break the story. You're the first ones to break it. Then everybody else picks up the story. You have an exclusive.
Right.
That's the way that works.
And that's the deal that we have with Mr. Skin, that we get the Mr. Skin Minute a day before every other radio station.
By the way, something
that he's involved with gets it.
Why you care?
Well, why don't you ask James from D.C. who's written in, or Mark from Virginia, or Steve from New Jersey.
So sad.
Or any of the other 50 or 60 douches who have written us on that topic today.
So sad and pathetic.
So, now that I've addressed that, let's begin the game. John is here with the camera. Now, Johnny, have you taken pictures of the teats? Not yet?
I have, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah.
I have a technical question right off the bat. Okay. How are these lovely ladies going to possibly dip their breasts into that tiny little hole?
Well, they may have to use their hands, or they may simply put their nipples in the holes of the paint jars.
Point of order: the Tempur-Pedic has like a squirt top.
Oh,
so they can apply a dollop now if they want to apply the dollop by hand or from the bottle. It's up to them.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, Johnny, you got the pictures of the before teats? Hold on, just 1 second. Says John. Let me just say that again. It's three in a row. Three teats in a row, and you win $1,000. Liza, we're starting with you. Step up, honey.
Good luck, ladies.
And incidentally, we found out that Liza is a teacher. Ain't that something, huh?
Wow, how about that?
Wouldn't your kids love to see you like this? Look at you. Topless, pigtails, barefoot.
Yeah.
Here you go. Now answer this correctly, and you're going to get to dip one of your teats in paint and make your mark.
Otherwise, it's a toe.
Here you go. What 1995 change to Kansas City's baseball stadium was made? What 1995 change to Kansas City's baseball stadium was made?
Do I get any hints?
No, it seems like a pretty easy question to me.
What 1995?
I'm having trouble with it. It's a tough question. I think I know, but I'm not sure.
Any idea, honey? You don't get any hints.
What changes made to the stadium?
Take all the time you need. Yeah.
Oh, geez, I don't know. Sweet Fancy Moses, that's hard.
Sweet Fancy Moses.
What they did was they took out artificial turf and they put in grass.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was something they did with the like center field or something.
I
like
didn't
that.
Know.
So what you got to do is dip one of your toes in the paint. What color are you going to use?
She's using orange, Don.
Orange. And now, again, this is really pointless. It's just a way to involve toes in the game. So
yes, absolutely.
It's tack, toe.
And it's a way to keep a record.
It doesn't matter where I go.
No, she put her big toe in.
That was not the reason.
Hey, Robbie, we need all this on the microphone. Can you move your microphone over there so we can see? Which score have you selected? Anyone you like?
I guess if it doesn't matter, I'll just go.
Well, and I've just been told that we have a third contestant who's here.
Oh, very good.
Excellent. So we're going to welcome her in, bring her in, get her.
Talk about the deadline. If if we had gone back to Liza, the third contestant would not have been allowed to play.
Get the third girl in here.
For if you're keeping score at home, if you imagine our game board as the beginning of the Brady Bunch, she's chosen Peter Brady.
Oh, hey, soul sister.
Hey, there she
is. Baby. Look at the multicolored hair.
You're the one that said Lil' Kim. I know that right away, right?
Not exactly,
but you said that yesterday.
Well, listen, it's Lisa's turn. Now, so what we need you to do is take your top off and take your shoes off.
Join the other ladies in the competition right here.
And we will get to you in just a moment. Lisa, here is your question. And Johnny, are you taking pictures of the board as we go along? I mean, we need stay off the phones. We need lots of camera action today.
Evidence.
All right. Here you go. Lisa, what man wore a dress while hosting a TV talk show on transvestites in 1988. Can't give you a hint.
Take your time, Lisa.
Can't give you a hint. If all of these are too tough, I will start giving hints in the next round.
Okay.
Think talk show 1988. Any idea?
No.
No, it would be Phil Donahue.
Time to get your toes wet with paint, Lisa, and make your mark.
Okay, and your color, Lisa, is?
Purple.
Purple.
All right, here she goes. She's going to put it out. Robbie, which toe is she putting it on there?
It looks like left foot, big toe.
Left foot, right foot, feet.
Here we go. Now let's meet our third contestant who's just taken off.
Oh, what a lovely, lovely bob.
Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah, baby. Okay.
Please step up to the microphone and enter and sign in, please. What name will you be going by today?
Candy.
Candy. Mmm, some nice chocolate candy today.
Now, you do have... I love your hair. Your hair is very, very terrific. It's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
That's like... Now, is that like... Are those extensions or are they
of
real?
Of course they are.
Okay, they're extensions.
I wasn't born with this color.
They look good.
It's yellow and red, and she got a pretty face.
Absolutely.
Lisa has exed Greg Brady, by the way, over here. Okay. Keeping score at home.
She has some nice teats.
All right, now, so far, both Liza and Lisa have come up short on their first question, so Candy now has an opportunity just walking in, I mean, minutes after coming into the building, to get on the board with a correct nipple print.
Here you go. What unit of measurement has a fluid volume of 3 teaspoons?
That's tough.
A unit.
What unit of measurement has a fluid volume of 3 teaspoons?
Do you know this, Buzz?
I think I do.
A what?
An ounce?
No, that was a...
What was the answer?
That'd be a tablespoon.
A tablespoon.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm going to start giving hints in the next round. Okay.
And Candy, we need you to dip your toe into the paint. And we have to pick your paint color of the ones
you
that we have left.
Red, blue, or green?
And make an X or something?
Just make a dip your toe in.
Which color would you like, honey? Red, blue, or green?
Red.
All right, Rob, give her her jar of paint.
To match the hair.
Very good. Now, the ladies, some of the ladies are rolling up the pants legs here.
We have 3 topless and shoeless girls in the studio. Right.
So far, no correct answers in round number 1 with our 3 lovely contestants.
Right, I'm going to guarantee we get a correct answer in this round.
Very good.
Okay, and we will start with... hold on, we'll wait for Candy to do her thing.
Candy is rolling up her pants leg.
Here comes John with the camera. And I hope we have a quick turnaround time.
I just noticed Candy's pants.
What about them?
Have you noticed the pants? Cool. She's got the total seam down the side, and I don't believe Candy... What type of underwear are you wearing, if any?
I'm wearing a thong.
A thong. All right. Very good.
Hey, John, what's the turnaround time getting these pictures up as soon as we're done?
As soon as you finish the roll.
Beautiful. So we get a lot of hits today on WNEW.com.
Now, what are we doing, Rob?
Candy is choosing her toe mark.
Okay. Hurry up there, Candy.
So put my foot in.
Anywhere you want. Just pick any square you want. It's teat-tack-toe.
Put your right foot in, take your right foot out.
Yeah, and there, let me just say, for those of you, I'm not a foot guy, but for those of you who are feet guys, there is something sensual.
I don't think
sensual.
We make the big X, guys, because you're going to use up all your space.
Yeah, just have them make
a
mark.
What are they doing?
Yeah. Making big X's. Should be just a toe print, probably.
Just a print.
What did we know?
It's fine.
It's all right.
All right.
Left great you know toe me. On Mrs. Brady. And there's paper towels there.
All right, here we go. Liza, step up.
All right,
second round.
Now I'm going to give hints to each of our girls if the question is too tough. Okay. What H word do most advocates for the legalization most often use instead of marijuana?
Hemp.
That is correct.
That is your first correct answer. It is time for you to put a nipple print down there on the big board.
Now, here you go. Let's get...
Do we take the boob in, or...
Whatever way you'd like to do it.
You can either smear the paint on...
Oh, she's going for the full dip.
Goddamn.
That's not going to work. There we go.
Now, now she's painting her boob. Now, what we need you to do is pick... Now, this is where it really counts, the square you pick.
Strategy.
Mm-hmm. Pick your square, lay down on the floor... And imprint with your boob. Which square will you go for?
I think I'm going to go upper left corner.
Upper left corner.
Now, a lot of times, if I'm playing tic-tac-toe, I go for the middle.
Center square.
But, look at that. It's like she did a push-up. Beautiful. Well done. And there's our first mark on teat-tac-toe.
It looks like an orange bagel.
Now, keep in mind that there's no blocking in this game.
That's right.
Meaning that any of you other girls... Lisa or Candy, you could put your teat in that same square.
Kind of works that the first girl with 3 correct answers is going to win.
Right.
I think so.
That's how the game really works.
So I could have another girl in my box.
Yes, you could
have another girl in your box.
Yes, you could have another girl in your box.
Absolutely. Thank you for that bit of comedy, Liza.
Okay, Lisa, what institution was Elizabeth Taylor spending time in when she first met former husband Larry Fortensky? If you need a hint, I'll give you a hint. It's named after a former first lady.
Betty Ford.
Yeah. There you go. Correct answer for Lisa. Very good job.
That's right, Lisa. Now,
get ye to your purple paint.
There's Lisa's color purple. And look how erotically she is putting the paint on. Well, she's got the big double D's.
She does indeed.
And her husband, incidentally, is going. Is that not your husband?
Hell no.
Is that your boyfriend?
No, just a friend from work.
A
very he's going crazy outside.
A very good friend from work.
Just friends.
Yeah. Which square are you going to choose, Lisa?
I am
going to
choose the one I put my ex on.
Okay, very good.
Which one is it? Rob, don't give me the Brady Bunch name. Just tell me where
upper
it is.
Upper right. I'm looking at it.
What was the Brady Bunch name?
What he's doing, he's identifying the way when the Brady Bunch is on the Hollywood Squares, like anyone else would understand. He's saying, for those of you listening, she just put her mark on Peter Brady.
Oh, okay.
I understood it fine.
From the mind of Rob.
Okay. Sometimes I think you're a few hours away from an institution yourself, Rob.
Maybe I'll meet my next husband.
Okay. Candy.
Yeah. Yes.
Candy, what should a short order cook prepare when a waitress hollers, paint a Bow Wow red? I will give you a hint if you need a hint.
Yeah, I need a hint.
When a short order cook, when the waitress yells, paint a Bow Wow red, it is a food item that is served at baseball games.
A certain way?
Hot dog?
A dog. Paint a Bow Wow red.
I don't think we can give you any more help.
It can't be any simpler than that.
No. So, well, I don't want to help too much here.
No, Mike, the clue
she's
is,
answered hot dog. That's yeah. not the...
And I've said that the clue is paint a Bow Wow red.
So think about the whole thing.
Oh, a hot dog in a bun.
No.
That would be a hot dog with ketchup.
Hot dog with ketchup, paint a Bow Wow red, Candy.
So, Candy, dip your toe in. Go ahead, make your toe red.
Right.
And, of course, we'll be giving away. Are we going to auction these paintings off, or are we going to give them away?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure if we're going to give them away or not. We're going to see how the beach...
We will have artwork at the end of this.
We're going to see how the beach towel factor is at the end of this game today.
Upper left.
Upper left she has chosen.
Yeah. Brings us back to the top of the line, and Liza.
Okay, Liza, let me see now. This one you're not going to get any help on, okay?
What?
Well, no, I'm going to go every other time.
What?
Every other time. What gritty 1990s TV drama is subtitled Life on the Street? Pretty easy one, I think.
What? Say it again, please.
What gritty 1990s TV drama is subtitled Life on the Street? Lisa, are you saying duh? Lisa,
Mike and I were playing along.
Oh, you don't? You guys need a hint?
Yeah.
Do you need a hint, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
I
know.
You need a hint.
I'll give you a hint. All right, give you a hint. Think Jason Williams.
Hey.
Okay.
Cops? Oh, no, just kidding.
You're going to have to delete that out. Why would you say that? Oh, did you say cops?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you right. said...
The other C word?
No, it's homicide.
Homicide.
Homicide, life on the street.
All right, another incorrect answer, Liza.
You got to do your toe there, Liza. What's it going to be?
I'm so sad.
Yeah. Oh, she's sad.
Don't be.
She's sorry, so okay. sad, and she is so topless.
What is it going
to
be?
Bottom left with the left big toe. She went to the bottom left square.
Okay, Lisa.
Yep.
Lisa. What National Hockey League team won the Stanley Cup in 1946, 56, 66, 76, and 86? You need a clue? I'll give you a clue.
I need a clue.
They are from Canada. Big city in Canada. That would narrow it down, I would think, to
okay. I think you've given so much help now.
Any idea?
Quebec?
Quebec. No, I'm
so sorry. That'd be the Montreal Canadiens.
That's right. The Montreal Canadiens. So dip a toe in.
A toe. Second incorrect answer for Lisa. Ties her with Liza. Candy, meanwhile, has two incorrect answers as we play teat-tac-toe.
Mike, I'm trying here. Toe going in the upper middle square.
I'm trying here.
Candy's still waiting for her first correct answer in the game, and she takes the microphone right now.
Okay, Candy.
Yeah.
See how far she'll go.
Candy, let me find a good one for you here. Give me just a second. Okay. Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you never get that one. What city is known to NFL fans as Titletown, USA? Do you need a hint?
Yes.
It is the smallest city in America to have an NFL team.
Denver.
I'm terribly sorry. Oh, that's incorrect.
Green Bay.
That is your third incorrect answer. Time for your third toe print on the teat-tac-toe board.
I forgot to go out to retard questions.
Well, it's tough.
Do we have, like, a kids edition?
Yeah, really. Yeah. That'd be great.
Okay, in deference to the females, it was a sports question.
Okay, all right, sorry, honey.
Ah, the center square.
Center square.
Here we go. Okay, here we go.
But meaningless because it's a toe print.
We're back to Liza again.
Okay.
Liza, which Muppet advised, never eat anything at one sitting that you can't lift? Do you need a hint?
Yes, please.
It's not Kermit.
Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy.
Waiting.
There you go.
Didn't get it either. It's time for your bringing you closer to the money, Liza.
Liza's now painting her breast.
It's so cold.
Paint her
it's
breast.
Very cold.
Yeah, look at that nice big orange nipple.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Now, Liza, which square? You already have the upper left with your boob print there. Which one are you going for?
I am going for...
It really doesn't need to be that difficult a decision.
Matter. I'm going
to
go for this one. Upper.
There you go, this one. Which
She's
one
going
is
for the upper right?
Upper left, as I look at it.
Well, Rob, from my standpoint, is upper right. So you look at it from...
No, guys, that's the middle.
No, she's right here. Rob, is your standpoint?
No, that's the middle.
Oh, okay, I see what you're doing. I thought you were looking at it from upper
That's the middle
left.
One.
She's got the upper left and the upper right now. And here we go.
Who's just having fun? I can't see the board from where I'm sitting.
Lisa.
You're all wrong.
Lisa, step up.
One correct answer for Lisa. Looking to get on the board with you. The second question. Correct
Lisa.
Answer, rather.
Lisa.
Lisa. Double D Lisa.
Oh, well, you'll never get that one.
Are you gals having a good time so far? That's what it's all about here on T-Tac-Toe.
What's the blood type of 45% of United States residents? Now, if you need a hint, I'll give you a hint.
It's O negative.
It's what?
O negative.
No, it's just O.
Oh.
It's just you should have asked for a hint.
Your third toe print on the board. Go ahead and make your mark, Lisa.
Christ. I would have said A, B, or O.
Mm-hmm. Now we're looking for Candy to step up and make this a game.
Bottom center.
All right, Candy.
Yeah.
Candy, what was the most popular name for United States boys in 1960, 1970, 1980, 1990, and 2000? Do you need a hint?
Popular name?
The most popular first name for United States boys in 1960, 70, 80, and 90.
I'll take a hint.
And 2000.
Yeah, a hint.
It is the name of one of the disc jockeys in this room.
Mike.
Mike!
Michael is
Way
correct.
Way to go. Candy, you're on the board, and it's time to make a nipple print.
Now, is this Candy's first nipple?
This will be Candy's first nipple print going on the board, Don. Okay. And she'll be using red paint on her right nipple.
Look at the way she just pours it on.
Squirting it on. This is quite a treat.
And, John, how are these pictures turning out? We're going to like these tonight? We're going to like these pictures on NEW.
Very good. Lots of fun.
Now, keep in mind, you can use a square another girl has used.
I tell you, we got a game going now. Got a game going now.
Look at Candy on the phone. Oh, God damn, is that hot.
Very
top
nice.
Center.
Okay, she has picked top row, center square.
Lovely.
Excellent. So, in essence, if we were playing a blocking game, she would have blocked out Liza, but we are not blocking.
Very good.
That's something. You got to see the picture.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty hot when she's rolling around on the floor like that.
And Candy jumps right back into the fray.
Okay, let's do one more question before the break.
Now, it brings us back to the top with Liza.
Liza.
Yeah.
Hey, Liza, honey. What planet has the shortest day at 10 hours?
Do I get a hint?
Yeah. Paul McCartney had a song.
Now, I'd just like to point out, as you liberally give Liza the hints here, that she is on the verge of winning the game if you give her another correct answer.
What kind of hint is that?
Good hint.
Paul McCartney had a song that has nothing to do with this planet.
Awesome. Mars.
No. Paul McCartney had a song, Venus and Mars.
Right. Right.
Was that an album?
It was an album and a song.
Venus and Mars, that's an incorrect answer. What's the correct answer?
Planet is Jupiter.
Jupiter and Liza, we need you to make a toe print on the big boy.
Okay, so, you know, I was giving her a chance there.
That's right.
I thought
next one Liza gets, she's going to win.
Okay, a winnable question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Lisa.
Lisa has one correct answer. She's looking to get back in the game.
All right, Lisa. Lisa. Okay. Now, this one I'm not going to give you a hint on, okay? If you get this one
Step
wrong...
Step right up to the microphone, okay, Lisa?
Seriously, you get this one wrong, you're retarded. This is so easy.
No pressure, though. Please, I know you're shy, but speak into the microphone, please.
What is the network that brings us must-see TV?
Uh-oh. And just a little closer to the microphone so we can hear your answer. Or you could pull away again.
I'm not going to give you a hint.
No, I know. I'm just, like, totally fogging out.
That's all right. Not a big TV viewer, Lisa.
I watch TV.
Good for you.
One in four. One out of the four.
NBC?
Oh, she pulls it out.
Good guess.
Her second correct answer. Time for a nipple print on the board. And please try to speak closer to the microphone.
Good guess. Christ, if she said Fox, I was going to hit her.
No, I'm freaking out.
Really?
She's freaking out.
There we go. And she brings the nipple right up to the jar.
Well, she has the double D. So
yeah, she can really move those. Oh, a little drippage.
Hey, oh, now that's erotic.
There you go.
I got news for you. That's erotic. Yeah, that's right, Lisa. That's the way you're doing that. That's and now she's painting her entire chest.
Oh, finger paints.
Now she's going to get down on the ground and
she's going for her second box.
Which box are you going for?
The center.
Dead center.
Center.
So she has bottom, right, and the dead center square.
Very exciting.
Okay.
Candy is now up, and Candy can tie the game. We can have a three-way tie going into the final rounds if Candy gets this one right.
Candy.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. Candy. Candy, I want to try to give you a chance here.
Okay.
What should a driver do when he sees a Spanish road sign that says Alto? A-L-T-O.
What should a driver do?
Yes. If you're driving in a car and you see a Spanish road sign saying Alto, what should you do? I'll give you a hint if you need a hint.
Yeah, please.
Okay. It is either yield, stop, or school crossing.
Oh, it's one of those three. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Damn. I don't drive.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, sure.
A-L-T-O. Okay.
Yeah, that I knew. What was the choices again?
Yield, stop, or school crossing.
Spanish. What does that have to do with it?
That would be the language.
I'm gonna go with stop.
Stop! I knew she'd get it.
You know, she takes a while, but Candy always pulls it out. That's your second correct answer. Yeah. Go ahead and put your nipple print down there.
All right, Candy.
We got a tie game, Lord Quizmaster. Like you planned it.
Dip your nipple in there.
Really?
Dip your nipple in there. Now she's painting it up good and red.
Rubbing it on with her fingers.
Now, Rob, which box is Candy choosing?
The one he's standing on.
Oh, I have to move that.
That would be...
Candy's not putting it in Liza or Lisa's box, is she?
Actually, that one.
Okay, which one is it, Robbie? Well, she's using.
I would not advise you choosing that square.
Don, I should point out that it is perfectly legal for the girls to put their nipple mark in the other girl's box.
Absolutely. Yeah. As many marks in a box as a girl likes.
Well, you know, before you do that, you want to think it through once more?
Hold on now. Yeah, look at Candy. You already have a mark in the upper middle.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you want to get three in a row.
You can mark anywhere you want.
It'd be private. See, she has one in the upper middle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm gonna
upper row middle. Right. She was going towards the lower row left hand.
Yeah. Now, Don, I'd like to point out that in the event of the first girl getting three correct in a row, she will have to make the line through all of her boxes.
She sure will.
With her nipple. With her
top
nipple.
Left she took in a lovely print.
Very good.
Very nicely done, Candy. Okay, so that's round number one of Tee-Tac-Toe.
Hope you're having a good time. We sure are.
I believe when we get back, I sure do think we'll have a winner.
I think there's no way around it, Don.
And, John, you got some pictures for me to see?
Yeah.
Take a look at this. Oh, now, those are nice pictures. We just got to take the girls' heads out.
Yeah, I got that.
But you're going to be able to see pictures of the girls putting the paint on their boobs and the actual game board, and then actually, perhaps the best part, lying down on the ground as they push their bosoms into the giant Tee-Tac-Toe board.
You're going to love it.
So listen, Liza and Lisa and Candy, stand by, because they each have two in a row right now.
They each have two in a row. The next person with the correct answer wins.
Okay, fantastic. Let's see who's on the phone here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Rick Delgado, please.
Pardon me?
Is this WNEW?
Yeah.
Rick Delgado, please.
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second, please.
Yeah, hello.
Is Rick there?
This is Rick. Ah, oh, man, my hemorrhoids are absolutely on fire. They are killing me right now.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on. Who is that?
Don't do that. No, that's
who is that?
That's for somebody else. You put it on hold?
Yeah, they're calling the request line.
They're calling the request line.
Who is that, though? Who is it?
I don't know.
Well, somebody tell me who it is.
Well, I was having fun. I was talking about my hemorrhoids being on fire.
I don't know.
Who? I want to speak to her. Why can't I talk to her?
I don't know who it is. I don't know. And everybody's running around here.
Hello, this is Rick Delgado.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I am on fire.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
It's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Don and Rick Delgado.
Hey, what's up, Rick? Hola.
How you doing? Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I'm driving my truck right now, hoping to get in the beach club later on.
That's good.
Sandy,
yeah.
Dark skin or light skin?
I was driving my car earlier today to come into work to Rick Delgado's office, and I was sitting on a donut because my ass is on fire.
Peace out, fellas.
Okay, peace out.
I want to talk to her.
See you later.
I'm Rick Delgado.
Who is that?
He's a man that has serious problems with weak rectal tissue.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right. What was I trying to? I was trying to get Venus and Mars, but I guess I got the wrong cut queued up.
It's very nice.
It's not too gay.
This is as gay as it comes.
With a little luck. With the little luck, Venus and Mars are not on this one.
All right. Hold on, let me try.
Venus and Mars!
How about Live and Let Die? That's one of my all-time favorites.
Here's a good intro right here. Here's a good one. Right?
They've got 15-pound balls. Ghost Geronimo and Pax O'Mara.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Shalom.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Don Mike, yeah. Daniel Gods, howdy.
Howdy.
How are you?
Hanging in there. Listen, I just want to let you know, long-time listener, first time and all that, Liza, is that her name?
Liza, yes.
Yes, Liza's the orange lady.
Orange or not, she has got one of the sexiest voices on radio. Yes. Oh, my God. Was she the one that helped you out in the commercial?
Right.
Phenomenal. Absolutely.
Wow. Help us out in the commercial.
Oh, no. The live commercial that we just did during Hot Wire.
You had a line. See, we were all... Isn't it amazing how all of us thought the same thing? And they, what do you mean helping us out during a commercial?
Oh, yeah, right. No, she read during the Hot Wire.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Curled my toes and almost crashed my car.
Thank you, my friend.
You have a fan.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, my friend. And, Mike, you'll be glad to... I just found this out. The guy that the call on the request line was for, that's Obi and Anthony's producer.
That's Greg?
No.
Rick.
Rick Delgado?
Yeah, whoever.
That's called. ONA's producer?
Yeah.
Well, Rick's going to find out when they go on the air today that he's got a problem with hemorrhoidal tissue.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That was just on the request line.
Well, we've met Rick. Now I know who we're talking about. We've met Rick before.
That's the dude with the glasses, right?
No.
No?
Is that the guy? Is that the guy with the big the big arms?
Yeah.
Oh, he can kick my ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hello.
I want to start the bidding on the artwork.
You want to start bidding on the tic-tac-toe, the teat-tac-toe board already?
You know, I was looking at this thing during the commercial break because I can't see it in the studio where I am. But during the break, I noticed if you keep it intact, if you're somehow able to put that on something and keep it intact, it's a lovely piece of artwork, right?
It's big enough to go on a wall.
I mean you could use it in your living room.
Uh-huh. It's 9 feet by 9 feet. How much would you pay for it?
I'd start the bidding at 4 teats. Possibly.
4 teats. Get out of here.
Get out of here. We're taking serious orders.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, cool. You know, I just had I know you hate the taxi driver kind of guy, but T-Tac camel toe?
Maybe next time.
Marvelous idea. But, you know, there's always the risk of infection.
And we also had the thought that T-Tac twat.
Right.
Someone called. Or T-Twat toe.
I sure like
Teat Tack Camel Toe.
Maybe next time.
Okay, we got the three girls. One of them is going to win $1,000.
Wow.
First girl to get the next correct answer is going to be the $1,000 winner.
Johnny has the camera out. The pictures will be on WNEW.com very shortly.
So far, it has been a very fair competition. Would you agree, ladies? I think you've all gotten a fair amount of help here. I really do. Well, you're all tied, and you've all gotten help on questions.
Right.
And Lisa, no. you're not going to be happy even if you win.
No, all right, very good. No more help. No more help.
What?
Through this round. No help.
Oh, my.
This round only.
Makes it an even playing field.
Right.
Liza.
Yes.
What was the monkey's name on Friends? Give me a hint. It's not Joey. It's not Chandler. It's not Ross.
Oh.
It's not Tom Selleck.
I'm having a brain freeze, but I'm really going to get it.
All right. I'm so sorry.
The monkey, of course, is Marcel.
Marcel. Put a toe print up on the big board. Make it look pretty. This is artwork we're going to sell.
There you go. All right, Lisa.
Teacher, and I don't watch you. Yep.
Lisa,
that's a good excuse. No, really. That's all right.
Lisa, again, no help.
Bottom left.
No help.
All right, Lisa, if she gets this correct, she will win the game.
$1,000. How many feet deep is the average grave in the United States of America?
6 feet.
Oh!
7 feet.
7 feet.
Except in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. Georgia's different rules.
Georgia's above ground.
Put your toe mark on there, Lisa.
Oh, boy, she's pissed. Don't be pissed, honey.
Yeah, I don't want to get into a fight with her either.
Bottom left.
Candy can win the game with the correct answer next.
Candy, again, it's simply a guess, like I'm giving the other girls here.
Okay. Real close to the microphone, okay, Candy?
Alrighty.
Candy, what century saw the invention of the shoelace?
Century.
What century saw the invention of the shoelace?
16th.
16th century.
18th century.
18th century. Candy, another toe print, and we go to another round. Without a winner, and three lovely ladies topless in the studio.
Now, I will ask all three ladies.
I'll take my pants off for an easy question.
Keeping in mind, girls.
Don, excuse me. Liza has made an offer.
Well, no, I'm going to ask all the girls the same question at the same time.
Bottom
center. Hold on a second. Girls, from now on, if you want a hint, keeping in mind the next girl to get a mark
will win $1,000.
Win $1,000. If you want a hint, you got to get naked.
Okay.
Very good.
That's it.
What?
So I guess so. Liza can actually wait till the question's asked, and then if she needs a hint,
no, she has to decide.
Oh, you have to decide
before
in advance.
The question is asked.
Oh,
if she wants a hint or not.
So do all the girls have to decide right now?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, I guess they have to decide when it's their turn.
They don't have to get naked.
Because if
right
Liza
now.
Wins, you know.
All right. I gotta do it.
She's gotta do it.
She's got to do it.
Please. All right. Then take your clothes off.
Very
right.
good. Very good. She's got lovely thong underwear on. Very good. Very nice. Lovely body.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Very
absolutely
cute.
Lovely lady.
Very cute.
Okay. Lovely board.
It better be a good hint.
You better take your underpants off.
Yeah.
I said you gotta get naked.
That's right. Total nudity.
Everything's
that's right. Absolutely.
Everything.
If you want a hint, otherwise you don't have to do it. That's all right.
Give me a good hint.
Give you the best hint I possibly can.
Oh.
You know what, Liza? It's going to be an amazing hint.
Phenomenal.
Same as I could do for the other girls. Oh, now what are you asking them for? Of course they don't want you to go for it.
Yeah, they don't want you to have a chance at that $1,000.
Oh, God.
It's just your underpants.
It's a dilemma.
You.
There we go.
Wow, there it is.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you're totally naked.
Absolutely.
And incidentally, just let me say something about your grooming.
Yeah.
That's the correct way.
Yes, it is. Yes,
thank
wonderful
you.
Job. Yes, very, very pleasant.
Okay. Which, and I will give you a hint, which fictional character's weekly allowance is $100,000? Do you need a hint?
Which fictional
character's weekly allowance is $100,000?
You mean like TV or books, literature?
Yes. All, now, do you need a hint?
Yes. I'm
okay.
Not naked for no reason.
I'll give you the hint. He's a comic book guy. He's a comic book star who was turned into a movie.
Richie Rich.
Oh!
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a $1,000 winner. I wouldn't have gotten that with the hint. Yes, you can go ahead. You have to make your boob print, and then you have to draw a line with your boob through all of them.
I think I would have
gotten that with...
I would not have gotten that with all that. I'm not a comic book person.
Nudity pays off.
Well, she's the school teacher, Mike. She's around children all the time.
All right, now we're going to watch her make the...
Turn the music down now. Let's get Liza making the final boob print.
Liza has won $1,000 American dollars.
Because those are three in a row, and now we need you to slide... And put a line between all three with your boob.
Jesus. We need more paint.
Yeah, she's going to have to refuel.
For those of you playing along at home with the beach towel version,
wow.
Liza got the entire upper row.
Yes.
You should see this.
And it's kind of fair because the other two ladies never got naked. So you know, in a way, that's cool.
I think so, too.
There you go.
Okay, look at that.
Way to go, Liza!
Johnny's taking more pictures.
Liza naked on all fours.
Oh, great.
Making the line across the street.
Oh, wow.
And so there's no hard feelings. The other contestants may keep their paint.
There you go. You get to keep your paint.
Listen, Liza, what can I say? Get on microphone here, please. Let me tell you that you and your orange breasts have won $1,000.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with the money, honey?
I don't know.
Are you thrilled?
I'm really excited, but I'm really naked, so I might need to put my clothes back on.
Which was more fun, winning the $1,000 or getting naked on the Don and Mike show?
I kind of like the getting naked thing.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. All right, fantastic.
And I'm going to pass this over to Mike.
Oh. All right.
Look at one of the still pictures that John took. You tell me if that's not J.O. material. Guys, you'll be jerking until your arm falls off tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Isn't
it's
that fantastic? Good.
Let me also thank Lisa. Where are you, Lisa? Lisa, thank you with your beautiful double Ds. Thank you for coming down and playing.
Lisa, did you enjoy the experience?
I did.
Good.
Lisa,
fantastic.
We would have given you the same opportunity as we did Liza. And Candy, thank you, my chocolate love.
Candy, how did you enjoy the experience?
It was cool.
Fantastic.
It was
See?
Cool.
That's three ladies that all had a good time. Do we have anything, any kind of parting?
Nope.
No.
Nope. The deal was $1,000.
Yeah, you said it. I know. Just occasionally you'll always like throw
$1,000 or nothing. No, we're the show with no budget. We've got to save our money up for the next station, Mike. So that's it. Thank you to Liza and to Lisa.
Nah.
No prizes. No,
right.
I mean, listen. Everybody's coming in to me now saying, oh, come on, give them a prize.
Yeah.
The deal was winner take all.
The consolation is a good time.
Yeah, that's right. A good time was had by all.
Well said, Buzz.
Trust me, they're not going to be happy with some crappy prize. They wanted $1,000.
Would you girls be happy with some crappy prize? You wanted $1,000 you'd get. Would you be happy with any crappy consolation prize?
No.
There you go. There's the proof.
I know my ladies.
You do.
That's right, Chris. I know the way broads think. I'm like that Mel Gibson movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mel Gibson.
What Women Want?
Yeah, trying on all the feminine products and then electrocuting myself in the bathtub. And then the next thing you know, I can read their minds. And right now, I tell you, the two of those girls hate us, and one of them loves us.
I hate you.
No, I'm kidding.
Are you gonna beat the snot out of your boyfriend out there? Your co-worker. Your co-worker. Okay, all right.
It's all in good fun.
All right.
Yes, it was. Okay, good.
Okay. All right, well, girls, get dressed and get out of here now.
And I tell you, right now, Candy
said that.
Candy's got the outfit going on right now. I will tell you that right now. I like the boots. Yeah. I like the pants. I like the hair.
Candy is dandy.
Why can't we all just be friends? Thank you. Thank you, Liza, our big winner.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank
you, Candy.
Are you other girls going to take your paint home?
Yeah.
There you go. Very nice.
Yeah, take your paint home.
Sure.
Though I could buy some with my $1,000.
Yeah, sure. Boys love that voice.
They do. Yeah, she's hot. The school teacher's very hot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And what, you know, and what teacher doesn't need a little extra cash once in a while?
And what teacher doesn't need pay?
Right, exactly.
For arts and crafts.
You want to announce the school that you teach at?
But that might not be a real.
Canada.
You teach in Canada. There you go.
Right. Well, welcome to our country.
All right, thank you, girls.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you all. They're wonderful. It's Candy and Liza and Lisa.
So long. A Vita same. Good day.
That's how you play. Teet, tack, toe.
Very nice.
Now, we do have this game board.
Yeah.
Lovely. I mean, as I go over here and look at this thing,
it's
it really You really could get a frame for this, and you really could put this on your wall.
You could hang this at MoMA.
Now, we may actually hang it on the wall in our office here at WNEW.
You know, we need something, and I think that's a good idea.
You know, I'd like it a lot better than those superhero pictures.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's big enough.
And we can just tape it to the wall.
It's big enough to take the place of the Superman and Aquaman pictures that we have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're going to keep it. Guys, sorry about that.
You know, though, there's one square that doesn't have any paint in it.
Mike's unzipping his pants.
Oh, Mike.
You're not going to do that.
I don't know why I'm doing that so much today.
You're like taking your clothes off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Take off his pants.
Hello.
My pants.
Hello.
Yep.
You're on the, Don and Mike show. Hello.
All right. I'm sure most of those women were very pretty and all that, but they just seem to be dumb as bricks to me.
Well, now, sir.
Like the one from Canada. I'm surprised she didn't say Canada.
Right, it was not an intelligence test, sir.
Not at all. You know, there were reasons for this game, sir. And we, you know, this is not Jeopardy.
Pick that up.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Tom. Hey. Mike's show. Hello, good day to you, sir. Hello.
Yeah, hey, I got a jumble for Buzz.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
All right, Buzz, you ready?
I'll jot it down. Go ahead, sir.
U-E-E.
Uh-huh.
L-C-F.
Okay.
L-N-T-A.
Isn't there a limit to the letters you can use in a jumble?
What were the letters, Buzz? Did you get them all?
Usually only five. No, I missed the last two. I got U-E-E-L-C-S-L-N-T-A. T-A.
I have no idea. You guys got it?
That's more than I usually, more letters than
you
I normally work with. No.
No?
All right, I'll give you the first letter.
Okay.
First letter's F.
F or S?
F. Frank.
As like Frank.
I didn't know there was an F in there.
No, I didn't either. I thought it was
an S.
Well,
what's the word? Flatulence.
Okay, there it is. That's it. That's right. Now that we know what the letters are, it's flatulence.
Yeah, but unfortunately, when you can't pronounce your letters.
Worth the wait, wasn't it?
Call Buzz at home with these jumble clues. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Or not.
Hello.
My name is Buzzle, and I like to do puzzles.
You know, we've just had three naked ladies, but people still are going back to Buzz and the Jumble.
They sure are.
I don't get it.
Well, it's as good time. It's good a time as any to mention that when we come back from the break, spotlight on Radio's Buzz Burbank.
There you go.
As we celebrate, officially, at least for us, day number two of Black History Month.
Very good. Right.
Again, I realize it's February 21st. Mm-hmm. We are late to the party, but we are giving it our all.
Yes.
Today, we celebrate Black History Month with Buzz. Pictures of the girls and of Teet Tac Toe will be up within the hour.
Ah.
WNEW.com. WNEW.com. Just click on the Don and Mike icon.
Very good.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, this is Werner Klemperer.
In desperate need of a good fecking, Don and Mike.
Listen now on tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's the day that the monthly ratings come out, the arbitrary ratings.
Oh, yeah.
And
what's the good word?
Well, the greatest company in the world.
Yes.
Let's hear it for Infinity Broadcasting.
Amen.
They're not paying for the ratings. So tomorrow we're going to be calling other New York City radio stations live on the air as soon as we come on the air.
Find out how we did.
To find out if they'll tell us how good or how bad our ratings are.
Very good.
Something to look forward to tomorrow here at the greatest radio company in the world. Right. John, see you. Bye. Bye, guys. There go the contestants.
See you later, ladies.
Lisa. Seems to me that the one with Lisa, not our Lisa, not Lisa Herndon.
The boy that came with Lisa?
Yeah. They're more than friends.
Oh, yeah.
They're more than friends. They're out there. They're dancing together. They're
lovers.
They're touching the hair.
You'll be seeing purple later on.
I believe they're lovers.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Sir, come here, sir. Come here.
Just the guy.
Just the guy, not the girl.
It's obvious.
Ask her if he's ever painted inside of Lisa's box.
Have you ever painted in there?
No, but I'm going to know how this tastes like when I get home.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still confused.
You're her lover, right?
Negative, sir.
Never kissed?
Smooches.
Have you gone to second base with her?
Correct, sir, yes.
Have you gone to
correct,
third, sir. Gone to third base with her?
We rounded second.
Has she ever
came to third?
Has she ever touched your hoo hoo?
Well, the paintbrush has been felt before. Yes.
She ever swallow your goo?
Wow, Mom, turn the radio off real quick. Yes.
Yes. All right, okay. So. All right. Very good. Wow.
Hey, Lisa, wow. Come here, yo ho. I thought this guy was just your friend.
We are just friends.
You swallowed his goo.
No,
he just told me.
You just said yes. You're lying to our face.
He just told us that you swallowed his goo.
What kind of man are you? Stand up.
He is standing.
Not for much longer.
All right, nice seeing both of you. You girl, you kids enjoy your afternoon.
I will enjoy my paint, sirs.
That's fine,
sirs.
There goes Lisa's boyfriend with her paint. I have, sirs.
Young people
sir,
in love.
An opportune negativity, sir.
We are friends, sirs.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show.
Yes,
hello.
Sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Everybody, quiet down, please. Hello. Hello, I'm going to order some Paxil for the room if everybody just doesn't chill, man.
Hey, what is the deal with everybody?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
All right. I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you.
I was just calling up for the Black History.
Black History Month today requires no phone calls.
Really?
No phone calls. But I'm glad that you're here celebrating Black History. Say hello to Buzz, who will be participating in today's tribute to Black History Month.
What's going on, Buzz?
Happy Black History Month, my brother.
Now, thank you for the call. Actually, what it is, Buzz, it's a quiz.
Okay, I'll do what I can.
What we're going to do is put 60 seconds on our Say It Loud, I'm Black and Proud clock.
Okay.
As we salute Black History Month.
Yes.
Joe Ardinger, are you ready with the timer?
Yes.
I'm going to offer up some what I consider to be rather stereotypical occupations for blacks.
All right.
And Buzz, I'd like you in 60 seconds to come up with as many as possible. Are you ready? Names.
Names of...
For instance, I'll throw out a profession.
All right.
And you tell me as many blacks as you know in that profession.
Okay, I'll do what I can. And as everyone knows, I'm weak in the area of sports.
Welcome to Black History Month. But again,
no need to qualify, Buzz.
Right. But again,
right.
Let's celebrate Black History Month. Put 60 seconds on the clock.
Uh-huh.
Buzz, please name every black NBA player you can. Basketball, National Basketball Association.
Current or past?
Yes.
Also, Jason Williams, the first to come to mind, unfortunately, because of the news. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson. And beyond that, I really don't know.
You got to make it a little more.
Let's give him time.
A little more time,
right.
Buzz.
You could give me all the time you want, but I can't really think
you got,
of any other.
You got MJ.
African-American basketball player.
Jason Williams.
Uh-huh.
You got Michael Jordan.
Right, Magic Johnson.
You already had MJ. I said about Michael Jordan. You have Magic Johnson.
No hints, Mike.
I'm not giving him hints.
This is simply
Buzz. I'm letting him know who he's named so far.
Formerly Dennis Rodman.
Okay, that's four.
Right.
That's welcome to our continuing tribute to Black History Month.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Buzz.
Wow. Take your time, Buzz. You've got four. We need six more.
You're shocked that I don't know any other professional sports?
Well, we'd actually like you to maybe just see if you can get something in the deep recesses.
All right.
Maybe you think about it. You think for
I'm sorry.
I think even I know you're a hetero, but even the biggest faggot knows Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, I should have thought of him. Of course,
Kobe
Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson, right? Dikembe Mutombo.
Now that you give me the name,
Marcus Camby.
Right?
I mean,
Karl Malone.
Right? Listen, it's the NBA.
Dominique Wilkins.
Right.
Virtually all black guys. Okay, let's reset the clock.
Wilkins.
Joe. Dominique Wilkins. Joe, is the clock reset?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
As we continue our tribute to Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Get the music. Reset here.
And thank you for your participation in Black History Month.
Oh, thank you for the honor.
Put your bad self. Don't worry, we're all going to be doing a different tribute to Black History Month.
Yes, very good. Mine will be most humiliating.
No, I don't think so. I think Lisa's will be.
Okay.
Let me find out all the black guys she's been to bed with.
Very good.
Just the famous ones?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought we were going to get all of them.
Buzz, 60 seconds on the big clock.
Yeah.
Please name all of the black NFL players you can in 60 seconds. Go.
Ooh, wow. Walter Payton, Refrigerator Perry, William. Gee, I just don't know. As everyone knows, as everyone knew before we even started this quiz, I don't follow sports.
I guess I
don't
you followed it back in the Chicago Bears days.
I lived in Chicago in 85 when the Bears were at their hottest, and people who didn't like sports followed them.
You have my house for the Super Bowl.
You have two. You have two now that you've named. We need eight more.
You have my house for the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. Right.
There are lots of black guys on the Rams. You watched the game with me.
No, I really didn't.
There were lots of black guys
I was at the party. I didn't watch
play
the
for
game.
The Patriots.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, but
lots of famous black quarterbacks.
Didn't watch the game.
Famous Redskins.
Yeah, how about Redskins? How about famous former Redskins?
Darryl Green.
Darryl Green. What was that?
Darryl Grant.
Darryl Grant.
That counts. Right. Yes.
Right. You're making progress. You have four.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's about what we expected, I think.
I think we're surprised. Darryl Grant. Think Redskins.
I appreciate
I'm sorry, you're all out of time. You named Walter Payton, Refrigerator Perry, Darryl Green, and Darryl Grant. Yeah. Those were the the only four black football players you came up with.
All great. We're going to move
all great players.
Move a little bit more into Buzz's wheelhouse now.
Oh, good.
Buzz?
Yes.
In 60 seconds, as we continue our tribute to Black History Month, please name your top 10 black actors.
Black actors.
Go.
Go. Number one, Andre Brower, my favorite. Let's see. Yaphet Kotto from Homicide: Life on the Street. Oh, man. I'm trying to bring him to mind quickly. Denzel Washington, of course.
Right. Yes, that's three.
Right. Of course it is.
We're looking for seven more.
I'm not sure I can think of 10 white actors in 60 seconds.
Right.
I'll give you that quiz in a moment.
All right. I don't know. I mean, actors and actresses are Cicely Tyson.
It's
got to be an actor.
All right. You had Andre Brower.
No. He still has time. I just buzzed him on Cicely Tyson.
I see. All right. You have three. We're looking for seven more.
Okay.
They can be from, from history.
Any era.
Too.
There
any era.
Aren't many on Friends, are there?
And you think feature films.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry, you're out of town.
He had who?
He had Andre Brower, Yaphet Kotto, and Denzel Washington.
So he had two out of the three are on the same TV show, right?
They were at one time, yes. Eventually, Andre Brower had his
great,
own show.
Morgan Freeman would come to mind.
Right.
Will Smith?
Will Smith, absolutely.
Sidney
Poitier, the great actor.
Bill Cosby.
I don't work well like this under pressure.
Okay.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes.
I'm really going to toss you a softball now.
Ron Glass.
Right.
Damon Wayans.
The guy from Barney Miller.
You would have been safe with
Bernie Mac.
Oh, the great Bernie Mac.
And incidentally, I watched the Bernie Mac show last night.
It's fracturingly funny.
He had hemorrhoids, and I swear to God, I have never laughed as hard at a show that doesn't have a laugh track as I laughed at the Bernie Mac show last night.
Very good.
All right, Buzz, here you go.
Okay.
Now, this one you should ace. My money is on you this time, Buzz.
Okay, thanks.
Please, Buzz, name your favorite top 10 black musicians. Go.
First of all, first choice, Lenny Kravitz. I liked Rick James before he went insane. You got to mention James Brown, of course. You're talking about my favorites, or you just want?
We have
black
three. We'd be looking for seven more.
You'd be looking, yeah. But my favorites.
Answer. Just come up with 10.
Okay. I don't. I'm not good at thinking of names under pressure. It's just not what
kind
I
of
do.
The idea for the bit was born around that.
Yeah, I understand. It's exciting, isn't it? You've heard the expression "Black Man in America"? Mm-hmm. Buzz on the Don and Mike show.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow!
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
That mean you feel somehow oppressed?
A little, yes. Okay. Under the circumstance,
all right. We're looking for.
You mean you can't come up with 10 black musicians?
Not under pressure. I need some time to think about it. I can't do it in 60 seconds on live radio. No, sorry, it's just not what I do.
You could actually take care of a whole bunch by just mentioning the Jacksons.
There you go. Yeah,
but could you mention all of them by name?
Well, I could.
Mike, I know you could, and you know I could.
Right.
Marlon,
Tito,
Jackie,
Jermaine,
Michael,
Janet, Latoya.
Right.
Is there one we're forgetting?
Kate.
Kate Jackson. No, she was on Charlie's Angels.
I'm sorry.
Well, what can I say? But it's a tribute to all African Americans.
Sure is. You did very well with that. You did the best with football players naming four.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And you named three actors. You named three football, basketball players and three musical artists.
Very, very proud.
Say it loud. You're black and proud, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
A total of 13 fine African Americans on Buzz's list out of a
possible 40.
A possible 40.
Yeah.
Every day, we're going to find a different way to salute Black History Month on this show, and thank you for helping us today.
Thank you.
34%.
Thank you. There you go. It's about like my bowling.
There you go.
Now, I mean, sure.
Let me tell you something. You don't bowl as fast as Johnny does.
I throw in a bonus one for you?
Sure.
A bonus one?
Sure.
This is going to be a real tough one. Because I thought those were easy. I thought, like, NBA right. is a, you know.
If I'd had time to think about it, but.
Well, that was the whole point.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have time to think about it.
Rob had time to think of his little list, and I had no time to think of mine.
He's defensive, and I can understand why.
I'm embarrassed.
Would you like to turn it around on me?
No, I'd be glad
to take. You throw out the challenge. I'll take it now to see how crappy I do.
But you and Mike are very good at improv.
What we can do is take a category for each of us that because we all have areas of where we don't have.
I'm
real deep in. I'm not real deep in basketball either. I would have had trouble with that.
So go ahead. Would you like to throw one out? Against us? Go ahead.
If I was playing Don, I'd go with a category that I know that I'd be able to get him in.
Right.
What's that?
Right.
In 60 seconds, name 10 hockey players.
I don't know why. Turn the thing off. I don't know one black hockey player.
See, I win.
Yeah.
That's how easy that was.
I don't know one black hockey player.
Now, he could do it. Now, you try to do it to me because you know if you think the right category.
Well, you know, no, actually, hockey's like the universe. And, well, okay.
All right, for me?
Yeah.
Okay, in 60 seconds?
Besides, well, I'm going to give you two that I know you're going to know right away.
Okay, you can eliminate those to make it harder.
Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh.
Right.
Pro golfers.
Not black pro golfers?
Black pro golfers.
David Duval.
No. Black pro golfers.
Oh, black pro golfers.
Without Tiger Woods or Vijay Singh.
That's not fair. They don't exist.
Lee Elder.
Charlie Sifford. Charlie Sifford Jr.
All the Siffords.
Wait a minute, there's one more. Charlie Sifford Jr. and Jim Dent.
I don't, you know, you, for all I know, you're picking names out of a phone book. I don't know.
Jim Dent and that?
That might be it.
That might very well be. I'm sure there are more African-American
golfers. I didn't even know about
golfers.
The junior.
Buzz, you want one more?
Sure.
Okay. Let me think of an easy one for you. Wait for this thing to re-cue. Okay. This is a real easy one.
You know what I'd love to do with you?
What?
I'd love to, you can't mention Tiger Woods or David Duval.
Right.
Give me 10 PGA golfers.
You want me to give you?
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with blacks, though.
I know.
Right.
I know it doesn't. 10 PGA golfers.
All right.
Just
go.
Like
start the clock.
Go.
Might not be cued.
All right.
Does it be current or can they be former?
they can be former.
Okay.
Hall of Famers.
Because you've always... You know, you said, all right, now go.
Well, I'm waiting for the tick, tick, tick.
Well, come on, Joe!
Gary Player.
Right.
Jack Nicklaus. Arnold Palmer. Lee Trevino. John Daly. I can't have Tiger Woods?
No.
Okay, I got five with Sergio Garcia.
Good job.
Is that one? How about this? Davis Love III.
Good job!
How about this one? How about Ben Crenshaw?
Yes, come on!
How about
two more.
God damn it. Jasper Parnovic.
Yes, one more.
Hat. And, for Christ's sake, David Duval. Christ, one more. I need one more golfer. One more.
Six under.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh! Hey.
Did it.
Nice.
Very good.
Got it.
Very good.
That is terrific. Got it.
That was hard to do.
That's very tough.
That is very, very good.
God damn, that's hard.
God damn it, honey.
God damn it, honey.
Damn it, golfing, honey.
My God. But see, it's fun to think of categories where we'd all come up short.
Have plenty of time there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can I speak to radio star Buzz Burbank, please?
He's right here.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I was wanting to let you know that you don't have to worry about your lack of knowledge in black history or black music or whatever, because you and your wife make the best on-radio duo that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Stop it.
Oh, that commercial that we're running with Buzz and Marcia.
You guys who just deserve it. Best on-radio duo ever.
Wow, that's very kind.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you. See you later.
And it's not that I don't know, you know, black actors or even black athletes. I'm just not good at thinking of a list under pressure.
How about... Can I give him a list? Is it black or non-black?
It's non-human. Okay, sure. Buzz?
Yes.
In 60 seconds.
Okay.
Give me.
I feel good about this.
Give me 10 makes of car.
All right, current,
put makes, 60 current makes of car.
60 seconds on the clock.
Ford, Chrysler, Nissan, Toyota, Hyundai, Honda.
That's not what you meant, is it?
No.
Not at all.
Those are
not
makes.
By a model.
The, oh, you? I thought you said makes.
I'm sorry.
All right,
forget it.
All right.
I wanted models.
We all wanted models.
The Dodge Stealth and stuff.
Buzz is the worst at games, but I understood what you were saying.
Not
Buzz.
The jumble.
Right.
Technically,
that's
though,
right. I'll kick your ass with the jumble.
Technically, by make, you meant manufacturer, and I know Mike was looking for like the Acura Legend.
Right.
Make is the maker, model is the model.
Toyota Celica.
That's difficult under like a time window to come
Chevrolet
up with something.
Chevrolet Caprice. Shut up.
Don't make it anymore. Current models of car.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm
hello.
So sorry, Rob.
They make it in Saudi Arabia.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
You want a really great sports game that works anytime is try and come up 10 guys of
I love the guy. I just want to interrupt you for a second. I love the guys that do have the idea for the game and then are not able to spit it out.
I'll give them a chance.
Okay,
here.
I'll spit it out.
All right, spit it out.
Come up with 10 guys in sports with the same first name. You pick any name you want.
You know what that is? That's the name game. We play the name game all the time on the show.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay, take care.
Come on, get out of here. That's enough. We're going to break. Buzz, would you like to apologize to all blacks who are listening right now?
I'd like to apologize to everyone. I don't really. Everyone on the planet, I'm sorry. I'm just very damn sorry.
happy, everybody. Happy Black History Month. Well, tomorrow you'll be glad to know that
nobody can wire your stereo, though, like Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
The color on a TV.
That's right. Tomorrow I'll be putting lovely Lisa Herndon in the spotlight as we celebrate Black History Month.
Very good.
That's right. Yes, you got to play tomorrow, Lisa. Yes, you do. When you have a great knowledge of today's modern black man.
Excellent.
I know you do. What makes today's modern black man tick?
How many?
From the inside out.
What's it ever I play?
That's on tomorrow's episode. We got a break right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what? I'm going to go with this. I don't know how much time we have for this. If we even got enough time to get into this. This is a record from 1968. Okay? Here's an ad that ran in Billboard magazine
okay.
in 1968. The ad reads as followed. Poems wanted. We are searching for good poems and lyrics to set to music. Good songs are in great demand now by record companies and publishers. Send your best poems or lyrics for our best offer.
Very good.
And what it was actually was a scam.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Where then you would write some dumb poem and you'd send it in and they'd say to you, you know, this is so great
right.
that, well, rather than simply pay you $50 for this, what we would like is, we would like for you to pay us to come out to Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
and record the song.
And they're all horrible.
And they're all horrible. And they would say to the people, now, you got to pay for your airfare. You got to pay for the studio time. Now, keep in mind that people are sending the poems
right.
in
sure,
because they think that they're going to get paid. The scam would go that they'd say, you got to find your own way out to Los Angeles
right.
now. Look, you're in a big recording studio. We have set your poem to music.
And now you have to pay for the studio time.
And you have to pay for the musicians.
Wow. Probably licensing and all
right.
nonsense.
Yeah.
Like
and
that.
You would leave then. It would cost, back in the day, 1968, you would, by the time you left with your box of 50 records that they would give you, they would actually print out
right.
50 45 RPM records right. for you, it would cost you $2,500.
An amazing amount of money back then.
Yeah. And keep in mind that the ad reads, we are looking to buy poetry and lyrics.
Right.
So you got dum-dums.
I mean, scams like that have run for many, many years, right. and that's probably one of the early ones.
So you've got dum-dums who sent the poetry in. Mm-hmm. They get the call from the sales guy going, oh, but do we love this?
Right.
But we think it's so great.
Then they go back home to suburbia USA, and they tell all their friends for the next 20 years that they recorded a song.
Right.
Let me see. And I've got here.
I'll play it for you.
Right now.
I've got 28 of them.
Wow.
28 people actually signed up.
Put my record on the phone.
How about this one? Gretchen's New Dish.
Very nice.
Number three. Gretchen's New Dish. This is an amateur recording.
This is by a guy named Chester Finley, who lived in Memphis.
What? Chester fancied himself a singer-songwriter.
Uh-huh. It is ridiculous, unacceptable.
Now, is this the album that you have? Is it laid out as such that it's that these are horrible records?
Allegedly. Now, I've not heard them yet, so let's hear it together. Yes, I would guess they're horrible.
Yes.
Some poor schmuck in 1968 paid $2,500 for this.
In the merry month of May, Gretchen, 6 years old today, brings from school a little dish and a card with happy wish from a boy across the way. Gretchen full of do-si-do in the kitchen singing low. Greetings to the little dish, accompanied by a liquid swish.
Okay, so you get...
Oh, that's mighty bad.
You get the idea.
I like it.
That's a great example right out of the chute.
Poor Chester.
All right, here's a...
So it's obviously somebody else recording Chester's song. Unless that was Chester.
I'd buy that record.
Oh, no, hold on. He had his daughter, Bobby Blake, sing the song.
Very good.
Okay, so
not Robert Blake.
Chester wrote it, and it was Bobby Blake.
Gretchen's Dish.
Here is a song that is written and performed by Gene Marshall.
Okay. Oh, Gene Marshall.
Another guy who had a poem, sent it in. They run the scam on the guy. They ended up paying us $2,500.
Penny's sister.
Here's what he ended up with.
Into it right now.
And they're sitting around going, sounds like a hit record to me, man.
Hey, watch this dumbass.
Away down in the woods, hunting for wild game, and what happened to me, I cannot explain.
I got tired of hunting and sat down on a stone. And there sat something there on the ground. He was very pretty and a little striped. Well, I reached down to touch him, but to my surprise,
is that a skunk?
He threw something in my eyes.
It's a skunk.
It wasn't fire, but it was hot. Things I said I forgot, but I was mad, getting sick and couldn't see. On my way back, I stopped at the barn to feed my horse some corn.
This is horrible.
Smell that awful scent. You should have seen him jump that
horse. Where's the hook? Here it comes.
I went on home and went to bed. I thought I might as well be dead. Mama made a dive for a corner of the house. She asked my brothers to chuck me out. It was 3 days before I saw him.
This is beyond bad. This is like you're trying to make it bad.
People said I smell too loud. If anybody knows why I smell so, please send me a letter, because I'd like to know. I went out in the woods.
I told you.
Hunting for wild game.
Hunting for wild game.
And what happened to me?
That makes sense. You touched a skunk, dumbass.
Later recorded by Jimmy Dean.
That's the funny thing. You got to deal. I don't doubt that that's a song about a true experience.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because that'd be the kind of guy. That song was so bad, that would be the kind of guy that would lean over and try to pet a skunk.
All right, here's one called You Bug Me.
That'll be hard to beat. I don't see anybody beating the skunk song. Can't see that happening.
Maybe this one.
You Bug Me. This is by Albert Green.
Oh, I like this one already.
You bug me.
You bug me. Baby, the way that you can twirl. You gave me the eye out of this world. You bug me.
These are bad, aren't they?
You bug me.
I think you got the gist of that one.
Very nice.
How about this one by Dick Kent called Hot Pants?
Ah, Dick Kent.
Ah, Hot Pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Dick Kent Retrospective.
Dick Kent.
appreciate this.
You know, they bury the vocals so much on these. All right, hold on. How about the miniskirt fad?
The miniskirt fad.
This might be a novelty record.
The miniskirt fad.
This one is by some schmuck who paid $2,500 named Ray Kindle Clandy.
Hey, it's the miniskirt fad.
Hey, girl. Your legs are pretty, your knees are pretty too. So listen to me, girls. Hey, here's a thing to do. You put that short skirt on now. You better look around. Cause a tiny mini skirt fad is coming to our town. So baby, baby, you gotta wait.
All right.
Hey, your legs are sure pretty. Your knees are, too, but they're not part of your leg.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. This is Sean in Spokane. Hello, Sean.
How you guys doing, Don?
We're doing great.
Right on. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Are those the actual people that wrote the songs that are singing? Or?
Yes, the way I understand it, these are the actual people who wrote the songs. And the scam is that the ad in 1968 says poems wanted.
Hey, your legs are pretty. Your knees are pretty, too.
So this douchebag writes this song called The Miniskirt Fad.
Coming to your town.
Some guy calls him up and says, I've got news for you. We've just read your lyrics, The Miniskirt Fad.
Right.
We think this is a hit record. What we're going to do is put this to music.
Right.
We need you to fly out to Los Angeles. Then the guy gets there, and they say,
Rob.
You okay, Rob? They say to the guy, not only is it a great song, but we think that you should sing it, and we are going to hire background singers, studio musicians.
And then Rob shot a mortar out of his nose.
And they would charge people like $2,500.
Wow. Your legs are pretty. Hike up that skirt right now. Show me that bounty. Show me that bounty under your skirt.
I got about a million of them. I don't know if this is translating. I heard this one night, and I almost drove off the road
right.
when I'm listening to this.
It's tragic.
Let me see. Let me find you one more. How about Shut Up and Quit Talking?
Very good.
This will be a rocker.
Shut Up and Quit Talking. This is by Paul Johnson.
Hey, Jim.
Hi.
It's got that late 60s feel.
Here it is, everybody. Shut up and quit talking.
Shut up and quit talking. Give me your love. You don't seem to notice the moon above us. I just want to love.
Damn.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Shut up and quit talking and listen to me.
I think it's phenomenally romantic. It's Rob's theme song, too.
All right, now here, it's my uncle, Johnson.
Cut number 10. Now, this, Pete, I believe, this is a... This is a takeoff on. You remember the ode to Billy Joe?
Yeah, right.
Billy Joe McCavitt jumped off the tower.
Great song, classic song, one of the greatest songs ever written.
This is by Marjorie Holloway, and it's called More on Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, here's the best when they take like a classic song.
I'm not sure what they've done.
And they F it up.
I'm not sure what they've done.
I think I bet your house on it.
I've not listened to it.
Here we go.
I swear.
Here we go.
Billy Joe.
It's sucking up.
Billy Joe.
God almighty.
He said he sold me up on Choco Ridge. I told my mama she makes me feel so bad. I said, didn't your
Isn't this like bordering on baby talk, too?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a 50-year-old woman doing it.
My papa looked at me and said, let's all sit down to eat.
Great scam, though, that the people have going who are running
this.
Well,
do you know, really, what a great, did you get this at the Record Mart? Is this where this came from?
Yeah.
You know, honest to God, can you imagine a funnier album, though, to, like, have a few cocktails and play at a party?
Hello, Shane, Don and Mike Show. Shane, buddy.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
There's still, I'm a singer-songwriter. Hold on, turn it down.
Turn the radio down, please.
I'm a singer-songwriter. And when I was in at Fanfare a couple years ago, they're still doing the exact same thing in Nashville today.
Sure.
Oh, where you got the big scam going, say, send us your poetry and we'll turn it into, you know, we'll buy it from you?
The guy came by and he said he had heard my CDs and stuff. And then what he did was say, come by my studio. So I went by the studio and he put on like a big game for like, I guess, 3 hours. And then he was talking about promoting me, coming to one of my shows. He even got to the point where he wanted me to jump out of a plane for, like, promotion.
But did he want you to pay for it?
Yeah, like $9,000.
Yeah, wow. See, that's always how it goes. But they want you to pay.
Gotta be careful.
Oh, my God.
They want you to pay the money.
You know, though, really, when you're talking about, like, writing lyrics for music, you might not hit home runs, but we're talking about, this is horrible stuff.
You know, I know we're 2 minutes late on the break here. I don't care. I want to play one more. We can come back to this some other time. I'll give you a choice of two, Mike.
Okay.
Either Baby, Set Your Date on Time, or Santa Claus Goes Modern.
Santa Claus Goes Modern.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A no-brainer decision.
Okay, this is by...
This will suck.
This is by... This is by Sven...
We've struck gold.
Sven Swanson. Santa Claus Goes Modern.
Please go deep voice.
Santa Claus wanted to make a change. He left at home his old sleigh and grains. He got himself a saucer ship to deliver his Christmas gifts.
Gotcha.
Ho, 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 here comes good old Santa. Ho, 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 here comes good old Santa. Santa is a wise old man. Snow and cold, he sure can stand.
Snow?
He likes so easy on the chimney tops and delivers gifts at every stop. Girls and boys, he gives handy toys. Mom and dad, he gives a Christmas joy. Oh, 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 oh. Good old Santa.
Santa.
Oh, oh, oh.
Santa.
Good old Santa.
Santa.
Santa's a wise old man.
Yeah.
The snow and the cold.
Is he saying snow in the cold? Snow is turning into Sven. I think maybe there's a little more Sven than...
To chime it out, the old Christmas song. The good old bells have the same old ring.
Where's the part about Santa going modern? I mean, he started thinking about a spaceship.
I think that's the point of the
old
spaceship.
Take ABBA out of the equation. Couldn't you make a case for Scandinavians being the least talented musical people in the world?
Give them all time to rest.
We're probably going
to
get a lot of phone calls where people have a list of...
You ever heard some Japanese singers?
Oh, you're right about that.
Santa. Ho, ho, here comes good old Santa.
Good call. Touche.
He's a wise old man.
I think that was checkmate when you did that.
Oh,
you brought it over to Japan. Sano.
Well, I think that's about it.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, 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 oh.
Imagine the producer sitting in there going, that's a wrap.
That's what I'm saying.
Put it in the can.
You got a picture. You got a picture of the schmuck that sends this in 1968.
Right.
Gets the phone call. Hey, is this Mike O'Mara?
Yeah.
Mike, we just received your piece of poetry. Let me see.
Santa's Modern Claus?
Santa Goes Modern.
Santa Goes Modern.
Santa Goes Modern?
Oh, yes, where he's out in the snow.
We believe that is the greatest piece of music we've ever seen written in our lives.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
And rather than simply buy it from you outright,
right,
what we'd like you to do is buy a round-trip ticket to Los Angeles.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is book you studio time.
Okay.
And we're going to hire an orchestra, an arranger, and a composer.
I am so thrilled.
And we're going to actually print this record because we want you to perform it.
You're going to print my record.
And we'll need you to bring $2,500 in cash.
Yes, yes, I will. What else do I need to get my recording contract?
That's how it works.
That is a fantastic That's idea. Cool. And I'll be singing it in the studio.
Yes.
Satish Gun Modern.
Yes.
Thank you, duh.
Yes, Sean.
Thank you so much. I'm very looking forward to it. Hello. I'll be out to sing Satish Gun Modern.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Best thing I've heard since Ham and Eggs.
The Ham and Eggs, though.
Ham and Eggs is a classic.
That's a real song, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Dave.
Slopping.
Dave.
For the love of God, Don and Mike, please. I can't stand it anymore. Finally, I'm in Annapolis so I can hear you guys on 106.7. And I don't have to listen to you later because, of course, the 1300 station is jackasses. Won't play at the right time of the day so I can listen to you.
Right. What's your point?
I'm going nuts. I'm ready to jerk the car into oncoming traffic.
Oh, with these songs.
This is horrible.
Thank you, my friend. Well, that's the point. That's what we're playing.
The first mistake a lyricist makes, an amateur lyricist, is someone who writes a song trying to make sure that people understand what they're singing about. Yeah. If you listen to some of the great songs, you throw that out the window. The great ones write, they don't care.
Well, you know what? I want to stop this, so we got to go to
Bonnie Rose. Will a man walk down before you can call him a man?
What?
What's that?
Something in the way she moves.
Absolutely. You think they gave an S? No.
Got one more. Buzz, give me a... Just indulge me for a minute.
Who can make the sunrise?
Just let me hear this. This is by Johnny Drano.
Sprinkle it with dew.
Johnny Drano.
I lost my girl to an Argentinian cowboy.
Now, yeah. I like this already. I like it. Hey, see? They brought in the big guns for this. $10,000.
I lost my girl to an Argentina cowboy.
Yeah.
Bronco Buster, a cow punching gay boy.
Gay boy.
Wow.
From the hip, cracks the bolo whip. Quick on the trigger, Brandon Irish grip.
Johnny Drano.
Changed the key like in the first.
God.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a honcho wrangler. I'm a honcho wrangler.
The hell?
You're what? Horseshoe wrangler?
We will come back to that at another day.
Yay.
Genius. Johnny Drano, everybody.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
You see, the point there is it's a scam, everybody. It's a scam. You send your money to Hollywood.
How do you mean?
It's a scam.
It's a scam that those records were never released.
What is your lead story today, Buzz?
Today's headline, like myself, the Pentagon says it won't make up the news.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That's very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. Kevin Costner's new movie, Dragonfly, hits theaters this weekend. There's no celebrity nudity, but you do get to see some very scary, saggy National Geographic boobage when Costner visits some jungle natives towards the end of the flick. It's the saggiest boobage on film since Jack Black in Orange County. Now, if you want to see some good nudity at the theaters, go see the movie Super Troopers. Swedish supermodel Maria Thornburg makes her movie debut playing a sex-crazed German car thief. The bad news is she's only in a few scenes. The good news is you get a great look at her Swedish meatballs during a funny scene at one of the Super Troopers' apartments. My DVD pick to click this week is a new release called Maze. The movie is about a painter with Tourette's syndrome played by Northern Exposure's Rob Morrill. Gorgeous redhead Laura Linney, who last year was nominated for an Academy Award, has a long, well-lit, fiery red full frontal scene posing for a painting 31 minutes and 10 seconds into the flick. Now that's rolling out the red carpet. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good parts.
What's the word,
from Planet Crackpot.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, I played this one, right?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right, I did.
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me tell you that Johnny tells me that it's going to be late in the day today before the pictures from the tic-tac-toe get up on the WNEW website, because we have to crop the girls' heads off.
Oh, yeah.
They would be worth the wait. We have to OJ the girls' heads.
Yes. Won't be disappointed.
So give us a couple hours and we'll get those up. Tomorrow on the program, the Friday low-budget Jeopardy. Plus, we're going to get back to re-rating women on tomorrow's episode.
All right.
We'll be calling other radio stations to find out our ratings, since Infinity is too cheap to buy them. And we'll continue our tribute to Black History Month. And I think rather than have Lisa on the spot tomorrow Mike and I, we do a dual tribute to Black History Month.
Very good.
That's on tomorrow's episode. What if you like Lisa? You know, I mean, if you're sad in the next room, tomorrow could be your day on Black History Month.
She looks happy.
Tell me what it's like to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Sure.
Tell me if the myths are true.
Sure, why not?
The stories that I've heard.
Fierce good.
News and comment with Buzz right now, brought to you by Totally Awesome Coeds. College Coed Dorm video that's uncensored. The video is free. You just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-596-3779 or visit www.totallyawesomecoeds.com. Oh, yes.
Must be 18 or older.
Yes.
Ah, very
here
good.
Here is Buzz with the news.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Today, the Pentagon's saying that it will not make up fake news about the war on terrorism. Reports this week said the Pentagon would do just that, to try to win the world's support for the war and to try to trick the enemy. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says, quote, the Pentagon does not issue disinformation to the foreign press or any other press. He says the new Office of Strategic Influence will try to shape world opinion and may try to fool the enemy.
That's a little scary, that name.
In World War II, the Allies tried to convince the Germans that the D-Day invasion would be somewhere other than Normandy.
Keep killing me.
Officials in Georgia now say the number of corpses to be found at that creepy crematorium could top 300.
Oh, again, no. Mike and I, what can we, every day.
I know.
You know,
why does he have to have a story like this?
How many times have you got to apologize? Yesterday was 149, today it's 300.
I think, Don, I think 300 apologies will be in order when this is all done. They expect 300 bodies. They're up to 242 right now.
Who's counting, Buzz?
At that crematorium, exactly. 20 miles south of Chattanooga.
Where do they go up into the trees?
Now, at least one body was found in a nearby lake. Officials say they will drain the three-acre lake to look for more corpses. The search for bodies is expected to take months and could cost from $8 to $10 million.
Way to go, fish.
First you blame the birds, now you blame the fish.
Well, they're not doing their job.
This was our theme song,
yeah?
While the machine is working. I'm burning.
Yeah.
I'm burning for you.
Well, that's what used to be our theme, but of course, the machine hasn't been working for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, we're too busy to fix it, man.
Right.
Just
couldn't make it on time.
Hey, what's the hassle?
You know, we just needed a second business because we were getting creamed by the IRS.
Right. Former NBA star Jason Williams won't be helped by the picture on the front of today's New York Post.
Incidentally, Buzz, I say something?
Yes?
Guilty.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
The picture on the front of today's New York Post shows Williams holding a shotgun, possibly the one that killed a limo driver at Williams' mansion last week. The paper goes on to document a history of gunplay, most of it from Williams' autobiography. In the book, Williams talks about the time his mom shot at his dad after he'd cheated on her.
There are newspapers, and then there's the New York Post.
That's
man,
right.
I tell you, there is not a day that goes by where that newspaper is not a pleasure to read.
Oh, absolutely. And really, right here, they're just quoting his book.
It's refreshing. You know, I'm sure they said bad stuff about it, and they will say bad stuff about it.
Sure.
And I don't care. I'm saying I love that newspaper.
Post Pub is good pub. Williams also tells of the time his older brother was shot by another brother. By the time his dad shot a guy who refused to pay off a 25-cent bet on a pool game.
Do you turn that into a machine gun?
All right, you want to slow it down?
No, I said you can turn that into a machine gun.
No, make it stutter like you do. Done.
Don Geronimo.
Above Europe.
And then suddenly the shooter asked for a shave and a haircut.
Police suspect Williams held the gun that killed the limo driver at a drinking party last week.
Let me show you some of the tricks I can do with my gun.
I also believe it was an accident.
Oh, it's an accident.
But quoting the driver's nephew,
Lordy,
it blew his heart out. It was a perfect shot.
Oh, man.
In his book, Williams also tells of the time he nearly accidentally killed jet star Wayne Krebet. Today's air scare comes from the Big Easy.
Hey, Wayne.
Two concourses at the New Orleans International Airport were evacuated yesterday and closed for 5 hours after a suspicious package was found in a men's room.
Wow.
It was suspicious partly because it was wrapped in a newspaper showing long lines of airport passengers.
I left a suspicious package in the men's room earlier today.
Many suspicious
packages. Suspicious about that, Mike.
They weren't wrapped in newspaper, though.
Well, you
they
don't know that.
Probably should have
You don't
been.
Know that.
About 1,000 Continental and Southwest Airlines passengers were moved to other concourses and rescreened while the bomb squad moved in. The bomb-sniffing dogs took a special interest in the package, and with good reason.
And you, early in the show, I wouldn't talk because the bomb-sniffing dogs should have come up here earlier.
Oh, your ass, Buzz. God.
Paybacks are hell. Turns out the package contained the popular Creole dish known as gumbo.
These dogs are trained to smell corn.
Buzz, we're running late.
Yeah.
There's a shock.
Yeah.
If only you'd done better on your black history quiz, we wouldn't be in this predicament right now. 877-365-3636 202-432-1067 or 877-692-1027. Pick your city, pick your poison, use your right phone number, be caller 100 right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Calhoun, resident. Please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible. In the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
America's favorite helmet, Don and Mike.
Here we are, and here is Guy J. Burton. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The ratings rebounded for the Olympics coverage on NBC Tuesday. That's the night figure skater Michelle Kwan began her quest for the gold medal. Even though her routine was just 2.5 minutes, nearly 45 million people were watching. That's an audience almost as big as the one drawn by the opening ceremony. And finally, Live by the Gun, Die by the Gun.
Are we interrupting something?
You guys, can we help you?
Yeah.
No.
What do you have? Rob and Lisa have something.
This is a pretty big story, I think.
Oh, I knew that, though.
Oh, you didn't tell me.
I knew that. Sorry. Someone at our station got fired.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know.
I heard it yesterday. I thought I told you.
Oh, I thought you'd want to know.
Oh, thank
Sorry
you.
About the interruption.
Appreciate it.
Man, I'm glad you told me that.
Finally, live by the gun, die by the gun. 39-year-old Clinton Williams of Largo, Florida, loved guns. He had at least 2 handguns and maybe 7 rifles of his own.
Expect a massive walkout.
He kept a .45 under the cushion of his couch in case he ever needed it to defend himself.
I can't go on.
He won't need it now. Clint, who weighed over 300 pounds, plopped down on that couch this week and the gun went off. The bullet ripped through his femoral artery. That's the big one in your thigh. He bled to death after essentially shooting himself in the butt.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, Buzz.
On the Don and Mike Show.
This is too much for me to take as far as people leaving the company. You tell me, one day it's for Reed.
Yes.
And all the great calls today. Thank you. The girls who came down to play the tic-tac-toe.
Liza, Lisa, and Candy.
We'll have their pictures on WNEW.com at some point. Later today, trust me, Johnny is busting his polio-ridden ass to get those pictures up right now.
He's trying.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand-new episode. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Is the blower activated? The blower is activated. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello.
That's a bad phone bank right there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you doing, Don and Mike?
Hello.
I'm calling 100, aren't I?
There you go.
Cheeto.
Who is this?
This is Cheeto. How you doing, Don and Mike?
Who is this?
This is Cheeto.
What the F is this voice?
Cheeto.
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 One of your biggest listeners. One of your biggest fans.
Cheeto, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Stockton, California.
Cheeto. Mike. Don't do the... Mike, it's Stockton. It's not Sacramento.
No, it is.
Now, I don't know why you guys... I think this is a good caller. Why are you guys pissed off at this caller?
I don't know.
God, look at them doing their dance.
Merely an excuse to dance.
Look at that.
My friend, you have won a 20-minute prepaid phone card from CS. Now you can save $150 on two Sprint PCS phones with a mail-in rebate. Sprint PCS, the
it's
a cellular.
I love you guys, man.
Love you.
Me too.
You would be highly offended if you saw the Sacramento dance Mike was doing in your honor, because Stockton is close to Sacramento.
Offended because, you know, I'm mad at those guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's because of them that, you know, well, you know.
Yeah, tape delay.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotcha. Who can blame you?
Okay, thank you, my friend. Hold on a second.
Wow.
God damn.
Such a violent reaction. Great.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry.
Well, we've got a minute left.
Yeah. Really, my new favorite part.
Okay.
The company ain't going to pay for the ratings.
6:30.
Turn my headphones up.
The company ain't going to pay for the ratings. We're just going to take the last minute of the show every day to do whatever it is that we need to do.
Right back at you, Lisa. Yeah. Nice job today.
6:30, Mike?
When does she come
6:30 up? Tonight, right. Guys. Right. 6:30 tonight.
Hey, don't do that crap just for the last minute. She never comes in and says, good show.
Yeah, Lisa, come back in here. Yeah, every day she does
that. Come on, be real. Christ.
Be real.
Good show, guys.
Excellent job.
Good show, guys.
She's going to come back. Now, Lisa, Don wants you to come in and be real.
Yeah.
There's oh, you don't want that.
Come here, ass. Okay, I guess, there you go.
Right, time's up.
What? She didn't even hear you.
Since what? You never come in after the show and go, good show, guys. Good job, guys.
I was helping to, you know.
Kill the time.
Kill the minute.
Gotcha. So just be real, honey.
Baby.
I am keeping it real.
Oh,
right?
No, you're not.
Be real.
F you.
Rob, you. There you go. That's real. Thank you.
God.
Rob, throw your head in the air, please, just like Sydney.
Tyler Moore.
Mike?
I think you're just chasing her, but come on.
No, I was not.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.